Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. Along Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. It's a quarterfinal round matchup of the MIAA tournament in the men's bracket. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcats come in 21-7. They're 16-3 in the MIAA. Co-champions of the regular season with Central Missouri. Emporia State, the opponent for the Bearcats tonight, they come in 18-12. They're 10-9 in conference play coming into the tournament. And for Northwest Missouri State, they're the number 2 seed in this tournament. And Emporia State is the number 7 seed. And Matt Gorder, so far has been a tournament of upsets. The seeds really haven't mattered up to this point.
No, you know, that goes all the way back to Monday when the women opened the MIAA tournament play. And you looked at the four games on Monday, only one of the home teams won. And that seemingly has continued all the way into today. There was some upsets yesterday, but then today you look at the two higher-seeded teams that played the afternoon matchup on the men's side, both losing, Central and Fort Hays State. So let's hopefully, maybe that's out of the tournament blood by now with Northwest as the two seed.
Northeastern State defeating Central Missouri this afternoon 84-82. The Mules were down by 15 in the second half, came back and made a game of it, but just couldn't hit free throws, and the Mules are done on this tournament. And for Central Oklahoma, they were a winner over Fort Hays State this afternoon, 83-68. Central Oklahoma, the 5 seed, Fort Hays State, the 4 seed. And that was a game where Central Oklahoma opened up red hot. They scored the first 10 points of the game and really never looked back at them.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, we've talked in the last week or two about playing neutral site games. And if you can come out and shoot real hot and have a good start, not only is that going to help your confidence, but I just really think it makes it tougher to come back. You know, if you're going to have to make a big comeback, it's a lot more possible on your home floor than it's going to be either away or on a neutral site. And so, and the thing with it being a neutral site is I think it can go either way. You know, no matter what the seed is, either team can be hot right from the start and try to open up a lead.
Northwest and Emporia State going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Again, it's Northwest and Emporia State in a men's bracket quarterfinal round matchup this evening. The Bearcats coming in as a number 4 team in the Central Region, also a number 2 seed in this tournament. Emporia State, as we mentioned earlier, number 7 seed. And Matt, this is an Emporia State team that plays very much of a different type of game on the road than what they do at home. They were 12-2 at White Auditorium this season, but on the road, they really have struggled.
Yeah, and you look at White Auditorium itself, and it's just an easy place to play if you're the home team. They get a very intimidating crowd, a very loud, energetic crowd in there, and I think that really helps this team out. And, you know, there are a few teams in this league that are pretty drastic when it comes to play at home and play away. Of course, one of their away games was a loss to the Cats, too. So hopefully being away from White Auditorium will be an advantage for Northwest.
And the first meeting, Northwest defeated Emporia State 89-68 at Bearcat Arena. Now, you look at Emporia State, they're coming off a win over Southwest Baptist Tuesday night in their opening round game, which was at White Auditorium. That was a 96-85 game. They had two players in particular that just was red hot. You look at Terrence Moore and also Caleb Wright. Between the two, they combined for 69 points in that game.
Yeah, and that's pretty incredible performance. You know, and if that happens from time to time, you're okay with that as a coach. But I think coaches would much rather see the line that you usually get out of Northwest with five guys scoring in double figures, you know. But if you get a win in that, it's a great stat, neat thing to look at. You know, you look at the first meeting you mentioned about these two teams, the difference, free throw shooting and rebounding, you know, and I think that's something that could potentially come down to being very important tonight as well. If Northwest can shoot free throws real well and out-rebound Emporia, it's going to make the game a lot easier tonight.
And the free throw situation, an area that hurt them Saturday afternoon in that loss to Central Missouri?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you think free throws are just 1 point apiece, but they really can tell the story of a ball game just by looking at that stat many times.
And again, that's what really hurt Central Missouri this afternoon in their loss in the opening round with Northeastern State.
Yeah, you know, even though free throws aren't free, those points are kind of free, you know, when you get into score without the clock stop, get a chance to relax, that sort of thing. But if you're not hitting those free throws, that word free doesn't seem right.
Yeah, Northwest and Emporia State. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1960 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Betty Bush of Maryville has had a lifelong affiliation with the university, attending the Horace Mann Preschool at 3 years old to retiring as an instructor in the education department. Bush says she has fond memories of her years as a student at Northwest.
Active in a sorority and some of the educational societies. We were able to do so many things because of Horace Mann. We had so many experiences as educators before we graduated and went into our field, and that was a terrific benefit for those of us who were able to get that opportunity.
Bush says she taught several of the education courses offered at Northwest.
In particular, the reading and language arts courses, preparing teachers to teach reading and language arts. I also taught a course called Multiculturalism, which was general studies requirement, trying to show students that they have a wide world of experience out there, not just their hometown or Maryville for that matter. We saw that the mode of presentation changed during that time. When we were using strictly lecture when I started, and of course by the time I finished and retired, we were using all kinds of technology.
Dr. Bush has continued her affiliation with Northwest following retirement, serving on the university's foundation's board of directors.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame as we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. It's a quarterfinal round matchup of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City as Northwest gets set to face Emporia State. Coaches, just talk about your team after a loss to Central Missouri on Saturday. What have been some things you've been working on in the past week?
Just us. Really focusing on competing effort-wise and then offensively moving the basketball. A little penetrating pitch stuff. You know, just things that we've been doing all year that we needed to kind of get back to, and I thought we had a really good week of practice, really focused week, and now it's time to show that off.
Now you face Emporia State, a team you defeated earlier this year at the Bearcat Arena. It's been a while since you played Emporia State. Just talk about the Hornets since Northwest played them earlier this year.
You know, it's tough. They you know, stick with the same kind of stuff. They're going to play a variety of defenses. Offensively, they're really going to try to attack you, especially to the middle of the floor. So you have to be aware of that. And then on top of that, you got to get back in transition. So they're going to challenge you defensively, and we're going to have to be ready to be up to that challenge.
Got a couple guys that have been putting some points on the board, too.
Yeah, two guys in particular, and you have to be able to defend them. But again, it's a lot of the other guys setting them up and doing things of that nature. So, you know, our guys need to be ready, need to be locked in defensively, and need to just fight.
Now, just talk about playing at Municipal Auditorium. It's a great atmosphere for basketball down here. And in the past, Northwest has really been well represented from a fan base. It really makes it for a fun weekend.
It does. You know, if you win, obviously. That makes the games a lot more fun, or the tournament a lot more fun if you win a few games. But, our objective is to win tonight and not look past tonight, not look a second past it. And that's what we're trying to do. And we're going to get after these guys and give them our best shot.
You're coming in with a very experienced squad and a squad that's had a lot of players that played well in this setting. How much of a factor did you see that in tonight's game?
I think it's a factor to handle runs. I think that's the biggest part of it. I don't know throughout the game that it's gonna matter, except for, you know, if a team makes a run against you or you make a run against them, how to handle that situation and kind of maintain with the process. These games are tough. You know, I mean, it's emotional games. You can see there's a lot more frustration. There's a lot more negative emotion, and the team that stays positive usually wins.
Well, hopefully tonight you can avoid what is taking place in the afternoon session, where the lower seeds have come up with a couple of wins here. So hopefully that can stop here in this matchup coming up tonight.
Yeah, we don't really read too much into that. I mean, it's in a tournament setting. It's 0-0. I know the seeds are in front of things, but the seeds really don't make a difference. And you've got to win or go home. That's it.
All right. Again, some of the keys for tonight's game.
Get back in transition, handle their drives, and then, offensive and defensive rebound.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Over the next week and a half, Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander will visit innovation centers across Missouri. Kander toured the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Northwest Missouri State today as a part of his statewide Innovation Centers tour.
I am a very strong believer in the idea that Missourians really are our best assets, and that the companies that are most likely to grow here and then stay here are those that start here.
He says his goal with the tour is to focus on promoting local economic development and entrepreneurship in all corners of the state.
And that obviously includes this corner of the state. So it's a pleasure to be able to be here, see what's happening on the ground, but also make sure to be able to highlight it for the local community. Because the more people who know the resources that are available, the more likely that person out there with the Fortune 500 idea might come here and turn it into a Fortune 500 company.
Kander says he was very impressed with the CIE facility.
Particularly some of the very specific, you know, nanotechnology work that's happening here in terms of the academic side and the research side, and you've got a real diversity of companies, of tenants in this location. So I think it's a great place to be a tenant if you have a company that's sort of in the process of just getting started.
The Missouri Technology Corporation recently named Northwest Missouri State CIE as a Missouri Innovation Center. CIE Director Larry Lee says the center's primary focus is getting students engaged.
I think you were on our tour and you saw how integrated the students are with everything we do here. Student success is our number one thing every day here at Northwest.
The designation as a Missouri Innovation Center is on a provisional basis through June 2014. Then the Missouri Technology Corporation Board will consider a full designation to Northwest Missouri State University's Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship for the fiscal year 2015. Kander will continue his Innovation Center's tour Wednesday, visiting Columbia. He'll wrap up his tour next Friday, visiting Cape Girardeau and St. Louis. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Historic Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Time now to check the starting lineups as Northwest and Emporia State getting ready to go at it in a quarterfinal round matchup of the MIAA postseason tournament in the men's bracket for Northwest Missouri State. Their lineup looking like this, and it's a lineup that's been good through them all season long. Deshaun Cooper and one of the guards, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Cooper this year's MIAA Player of the Year, as well as a first-team all-conference performer. He's averaging 17 points and 3 rebounds a game. Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior, St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's an honorable mention All-MIAA performer and also a member of the All-Defensive Team in the conference. Also at a guard spot is Connor Cooker, a 6'2 sophomore of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's also a member of the honorable mention team in the All-MIAA. And he's second in MIAA and a three-point shooting percentage coming in at just over 50% per game. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior out of Perth, Nebraska, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. And also inside is Dylan Starzl. As Starzl's a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 15 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's a second team member of the All-MIAA squad. For Emporia State, they will essentially have a four-guard lineup with the one big player inside. And when you look at their guards, Caleb Wright, a 6'4 senior out of Chicago, Illinois, and a transfer to the Hornet program from Mineral Area Community College, averaging 20 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's coming off a game on Tuesday night in that win over SBU where he had 29 points, 12 assists, 8 rebounds, and 6 steals. A solid game for Caleb Wright in that matchup. Also starting at a guard is Terrence Moore, a 6'2 sophomore out of Wichita, Kansas. He's averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds a game, and he had 40 points against SBU on Tuesday night, and that's the third most in conference tournament play. Another guard is Micah Swank. He's a 6'1 sophomore out of Pratt, Kansas, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds a game. He comes into the program from Butler County Community College. At a forward is Gavin Brown, a 6'5 senior out of Junction City, Kansas, and a transfer from Cali County Community College, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds a game. And inside is Paul Bunch, a 6'11 senior out of Chicago, Illinois. He comes to the Hornet program from College of Southern Idaho, averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds a game. He leads the MIAA in block shots at nearly 3 a contest. He's also 10th in the nation in block shots as well. He's a member of the All-Defensive Team and also the Defensive Player of the Year in the MIAA and an honorable mention All-MIAA performers. So that's the way the lineups look. Warrior State at 18-12. They finished the regular season in the conference at 10-9. They're under the direction of Sean Vandiver, who was a first-round NBA pick and coming out of the University of Colorado, a 2002 graduate from there. He's in charge of this Hornet program, and of course, at Bearcats under the direction of Ben McCollum in his fifth year as head coach of the Bearcats. And in his 5 seasons, he's won 86 games and has had 20 wins or more the past 3 seasons. And 16 MIAA wins, this year a career high as he tied for the Bearcats tied for the conference regular season championship with Central Missouri. And the Mules have already been eliminated from this tournament after they really laid a brick against Northeastern State this afternoon, losing 84-82. Northeastern State moves into the semifinals where they'll face another Oklahoma school in Central Oklahoma as UCO defeated Fort Hays State 83-68. The other matchup tonight after this one here at Municipal Auditorium, we'll have Missouri Southern squaring off against Nebraska Kearney. Missouri Southern's the 3 seed. Nebraska Kearney is the 6 seed. And again, that's on the matchup coming up after this during the evening session here at Municipal Auditorium. Tomorrow, it will be a semifinal round action in the afternoon for the women's side of the bracket. And in the men, we'll have semifinal round games tomorrow night. And the semis tomorrow in the women's bracket will have number 1 seed Central Missouri facing the number 5 seed Fort Hays State. As Fort Hays State knocked off the 4 seed yesterday and the Missouri Southern. The other end of the bracket will have a very hot Southwest Baptist team in the lineup as they opened up with a win over Washburn on Monday evening in Topeka. And then they are coming off a win over number 3 seed Pittsburgh State yesterday evening. SBU will match up against number 2 seed Emporia State, which defeated Central Oklahoma yesterday in another quarterfinal round game. Again, here it's Northwest and Emporia State in the men's bracket of the MIAA tournament, a quarterfinal round matchup. And we'll be back and get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMO.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest and Emporia State, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Back order, a little bit of a delay before tip-off here this evening as the all-conference teams are being introduced right now.
Yeah, and a standing ovation right now because they introduced the first team members and then now have announced the special awards, and Deshaun Cooper was just announced, obviously, as the player of the year in the MIAA. Just prior to that, they announced Zach Schneider as the freshman of the year as well. So, of course, with the Bearcat fans here in attendance for the game, a big cheer for those two guys as they were recognized along with several other players, and head coach Robert Korn winning the Coach of the Year award in the MIAA as well.
And he's preparing for a game coming up after this one. His Missouri Southern team will face Nebraska Kearney immediately after this one, and be a little bit of a different look in the conference next year with Coach Korn out of it.
Yeah, it certainly will. He has done a lot of good in this conference for the last couple of decades.
And a good crowd on hand tonight, as you might expect, a lot of folks wearing a Bearcat green. But before we get to the tip-off, it's time for our national anthem. national anthem performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band. We've got Pep Bands from Northwest as well as Emporia State tonight. And just a great atmosphere for this quarterfinal round game.
Yeah, they were showing some of the band members on the big screen, and I decided I would probably have to play the piccolo if I was still in the band, just for ease of transportation of the instrument. I was a drummer back in the day, and that wouldn't have been anywhere near as easy. Now, I wouldn't be very good at it, and nobody would want to listen, but I just decided if I had to choose, I'd probably go with the piccolo.
We're going to talk about the big screen. They put a lot of money into Municipal Auditorium since last year. We've got two high-definition screens to our right and to our left. They've got a new scores table across the way with a scoreboard on it and new seats on the lower bowl here at the auditorium. So they spent some money here in the last year.
Yeah, and not just new seats, but if you look in the aisles walking up to the seats, they're lighted now in this lower section, which obviously during a basketball game doesn't make a big deal, but they have a lot of concerts and things like that here where the lights are usually off. So that's an upgrade. And I think another one that's kind of neat that they have added this year, of course, you always see the shot clocks on top of the baskets that if you're on the court, they're facing the court. Well, they've also added shot and game clocks behind the basket on the basketball standard, but facing the perpendicular direction, so you can see it a little bit easier if you're sitting on the side. So basically, just a lot of amenities that'll make it a lot more fun for the fans and a lot more comfortable for the fans to enjoy these games.
Yeah, Northwest and Emporia State starting lineups being introduced now. And Matt, when you look at this matchup, what do you see as some of the keys here?
Well, I think Northwest has got to rebound the basketball. Now, they don't have as much of a size advantage against Emporia State as they do against most teams in the MIAA, but they were able to out-rebound Emporia by 11 the first time around. So I think that's going to be a big factor here tonight, especially if both teams take a little bit to kind of feel each other out, as can happen in games like this. If you're rebounding early, you're keeping from the opponent getting second chance points, it's just going to make it that much harder for them to get started offensively. So I think that's going to be number one key tonight, is just to watch how these two teams go against each other on the boards.
And you look at inside, they've got a big one inside from Emporia State, and Paul Bunch, 6'11 player, and he is a threat as a shot blocker. Leading the conference in blocked shots, he's had a total of 84 on the season. That comes out to an average of nearly 3 a game. He's also 10th in the nation in blocked shots.
Yeah, and that earned him Defensive Player of the Year honors in the MIAA as well. So that shows you what kind of a presence he is in size. And again, he's the reason why Northwest doesn't have the obvious advantage inside like they usually do against MIAA teams.
First meeting, he got into some early foul trouble against Northwest and just really never did get in a rhythm against the Cats.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that Northwest can do with their big guys, just take it right at him early. Yeah, you might get a shot or two blocked, but you're also going to force him to commit some fouls in the ball game. So if you can get him out of the ball game, you know, he only took 4 shots in the first meeting against Northwest. Played 23 minutes, which isn't a terrible number, but they'd rather have him around that 30-minute range, have him out there a lot more often.
Bearcats come out in their home green, or rather home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim with the gray shoes. And for Emporia State, they come in with their trailing black uniforms, the white numerals trimmed in gold. And we're about ready to go as Dylan Starzl at 6'8 in the jump ball circle. He'll jump it up against Paul Bunch. He does a circle around the jump ball circle, and he's ready to go. And we're about ready as well. The officials John Moore, Ed Crenshaw, and Dan Nowakowski, and the tip is controlled by Emporia State as they go from air left to air right. Michael Swank out front with the dribble to the top of the key, wearing a mask covering his face after a broken nose. Bounce pass goes low left side, fadeaway jumper from 15 in the left corner is good as Emporia State gets off to a 2-0 lead. Caleb Wright knocks down the jumper. Northwest from our right to our left. Cats looking at a 2-3 zone to open up. Seen a lot of man-to-man in the last few weeks. High post right side, the pass goes forcefully, trying to look low, and the pass is tipped away, and it is picked up by Emporia State on the fast break to the bucket. Terrence Moore lays it up and in. So a 4-0 Hornet lead over Northwest Missouri State. Across the timeline on the right side goes Cooper. Cooper looks off the left side, finds Williams. Williams on the left wing. Cross court right side for Crooker. Crooker with one dribble, looks left wing, finds Williams. Williams out to the top of the key. Crooker swings it right side for Cooper. Cooper to the top of the key, goes in the left corner trying to find Williams. Now back to Crooker. Bounce pass right side for Cooper. Through the lane, kicks it back left side. The left-handed three on the way by Crooker. Up the front rim, no. Fight for the rebound, and Bunch pulls it away for Emporia State. Slash down the right sideline to the right wing. Dribbles right side, pulls up, hooks the pass for a bunch out top. Now they go left side for Gavin Brown. Bounce pass to the baseline, left leg, driving to the bucket, leading it up and in is Caleb Wright, and it's a 6-0 lead score, Emporia State over Northwest Missouri State as this game just underway. Now to the top of Key Cooper, looks left side for Williams. Williams with one dribble, back cross court right, Kirker. Right wing pass for Cooper, high post right, Slick. Slick kicks it back out to Kirker. In the lane he goes, loses a hand on the ball, reach in and a foul coming up. And this one will go on Emporia State. And the foul on the floor, and Northwest will inbound baseline left. So off the inbound, left side. With it, in the lane, shot missed. Rebound tapped out front, picked up on the left side by Terrence Moore for Emporia State. Still a 6-0 lead for it. The Hornets over the Bearcats. On the left side, Moore takes it to the top of the key, picked up by Kirker. Goes left side for Brown. Brown off the left wing, out to the top of the key. Right side for Wright. Wright on the right wing. Fires the dribble, lobs it out to the top of the key for Paul Bunch. Now right side Brown, hooks it to Wright. Wright at the top of the key, fadeaway jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound to Cooper in the lane for the Cats. On the fast break, a long pass to Williams, left baseline. And throws it away, trying to get the Kirker on the right wing and stepping in front of passes more for Emporia State. He'll try to take a coast-to-coast reverse layup off the right side. Good. And a tough start to this game for the Bearcats. They're down 8-0 with 17:32 left in the first half. Cooper across midcourt right side. Goes cross court left side for Williams. Now back right side for Cooper. Cooper lobs it across the zone left side for Williams. On the left wing. Now front for Cooper. Looks on the right side for Kirker. Kirker, high post right. Slate kicks it in the left corner. Williams open, three on the way. Nothing but net. Bryson Williams had a good tournament last year here at Municipal Auditorium. Knocks down the three, and it's an 8-3 lead for Emporia State with 17:05 left in this first half. And a timeout here. Two teams together with 17:05 left in the half.
Yeah, Coach McCall taking the timeout here, and he's just trying to get his team fired up, you know, trying to get them going, getting the flow a little bit quicker. They may be seeing some things that they didn't see on film that have caught them a little bit off guard, but basically I think just trying to make sure that they're fired up and ready to go with this being an 8-3 game, and so far just one basket made by Northwest. So hopefully that basket by Bryson Williams will be something that will kick them into high gear, get them into a little bit of rhythm, but we'll have to wait and see.
Northwest down by 5 early in this game, 17:05 left in the first half. Emporia will go going from our left to our right in this first half. And Cats coming out of the timeout. They send in the freshman of the year in the MIAA, Zach Schneider, coming off the bench to be at one of the forward positions. Micah Swank across the timeline off the right side. Gives it on the right wing for Moore. Got a bunch out front. They work a weave out front. Moore with it at the top of the key. Looks right side. Swank into the right corner for Brown. Shot clock at 19. Out front, Bunch. Bunch at the top. We'll give it left side for Moore. Top of the key, three on the way. Off the back of the rim. The long rebound chased down by Cooper. Tries to save it inbounds. Tosses it, and it's picked up by Emporia State. Brown out front on the left side for Caleb Wright. 16:33 left in the first half. Northwest down by 5. Bunch out between the circles. We'll give it to Swank. Quick pass on the right wing for Moore. Low post right side for Brown, trying to post up into a double team. Tipped away by Starzl. Ball ricochets and picked up by Williams for Northwest. From our right to our left. Williams for the left wing, through the lane to the bucket, drives and misses the shot and gets called for a charge.
Williams did everything he could to avoid that contact. I don't think that official had a good angle on it. He was kind of on the opposite side of the lane and had a player between him and the play. I don't know that he had a good angle on that. Coach McCullum not happy about that call.
Kirker goes to the sideline and into the ballgame. Matt Wallace has had a good couple of weeks for the Bearcats. 8-3, Northwest trailing Emporia State. Swank across the timeline, looks on the right wing for Moore. Now front left, now they go left of the lane. Left with a jumper right, misses the shot, rebound, pulled away underneath the bucket by Northwest and Dylan Starzl as the shot was short. Across the timeline, Cooper dribbles to the right wing, back pedals. Now spins, goes right side for Williams. One dribble, cross court left for Cooper, dribbles to the left baseline, fadeaway jumper from 10, rims around it, Alvin rebound in lane, Brown for Emporia State. Now it goes to Swank. Northwest really struggling offensively early on. It's an 8-3 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Emporia. 15:34 left in the first half. Swank dribbles left and will hand off to right. Right through the lane. Ball tipped loose by Wallace as he reaches in, and a whistle and a foul coming up. And they're going to call this foul on Wallace. Knocked the ball loose, but picks up the foul. That'll be his first. Breaking the action with 15:28 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Emporia State 8-3. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
All right, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 15:28 left in the first half. Northwest trailing Emporia State 8-3 in a quarterfinal round game with MIAA postseason tournament from Municipal Auditorium. And Matt, Northwest struggling, but they're not getting a lot of shots off even. They're just 1-4 from the field so far.
Yeah, and you know, they're being patient offensively, and I don't know. It's kind of an odd start for the Cats. I don't want to say they didn't come here to play because I think they did, but I just don't think we've seen the best so far. This team will get better as this game goes on.
Morrill inbound, baseline right, lob to inbound, right side for Gavin Brown. Back to Moore to the baseline, underneath the bucket with the dribble, leans in, shot rolls around and out, and Wallace with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Cooper, he'll take it down the right sideline to the right wing. Bounce pass out front left for Wallace, back to Cooper right side. Now looking at man-to-man through the lane. Cooper drives, shot short, rebound tipped up in the air, and it's loose and controlled by Swank for Emporia State. Across the timeline left side. Now drives through, and his dribble is stolen by Wallace. 2-on-2 break. Wallace left side for Williams. Through the lane to the bucket on the right side. Won't go. A little bit off balance as he tried to go up with that layup, and it rolls out. Rebound Emporia State. Across the timeline right, Swank. Swing the circles right. Back pedals as the Hornets set up their offense. Out near the timeline to Micah Swank, the sophomore out of Pratt, Kansas. We'll give it to Wright. Wright coming off a 29-point performance against SBU on Tuesday night. Left side pass for Swank. They swing it on the right side for Moore. Moore low post right side. Swank trying to post up with Cooper. Kicks it back right side. The left-handed three on the way up the front of the rim by Moore. Misses rebound Wallace for Northwest. As he'll slow it up, didn't have the numbers across midcourt right side. Top of the key, Schneider, left side on the wing. Williams sets up, wants the three, knocks it down. Second three of the game for Bryson Williams. He loves to play at Municipal Auditorium, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does. And it's a good thing, too, because we've needed him in the early part of this game.
It's Hornets 8 and Williams 6 right now. Across the timeline, Swank. Dribbles on the right side between the circles. Now gives it right for Moore. He's guarded by Wallace. Reaches in, tries to knock the ball loose. Now Moore with the dribble. Now front right. Off at low post for Bunch, trying to post up with Cosette. Spins high off the glass, won't go. Rebound inside Williams, clears it for the Cats. Outlet on the right sideline, Cooper. Across midcourt to the right wing. Now to Snyder out front, the long three. Off the front of the rim, no one inside to rebound but Hornets. And Wright will take it to the top of the key. Through the lane, drives, lays it up and in. Had a little bit of hesitation at the free throw line, then put it into overdrive and lays it up and in. Now a 10-6 game. Northwest trailing Emporia State. Cats have never led. Williams on the left side. Finds Wallace low left for Cozad. Ball knocked loose by Bunch. Cozad on the baseline. Turns. Looks at the bucket. Now back into the post. Tries to dribble. Knocked loose. Chases it left corner. Now to Cooper left wing. Cooper sets up. Wants the three. It's off the front of the rim. Short. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. As Cozad trying to fight for that rebound inside. And it will belong to Northwest. Out to the sideline, Caleb Wright for Emporia State.
Yeah, that effort by Cozad basically forced Wright to knock that ball out of bounds on the baseline.
Tyler Jordan in for the Hornets. Starzl back into the ballgame for the Cats. As Snyder goes to the sideline. Wallace inbound, baseline left. Lobs inbound out front for Connor Kirker, who also checked in. Now to Wallace on the left wing. Trying to get a screen by Starzl. Brings it top of the key. High post right, Cozad. At the elbow, gives it to Williams. Drives the right side of the lane. Lays it up and in. Bryson Williams off to a great start. It's a two-point game. Northwest trailing 10-8 with Williams all eight of the Bearcat points. 12:41 left in the first half. Tyler Jordan across midcourt, guarded by Williams out front. Williams, a member of the all-defensive team in the conference. Gets into the right corner. Gets it to J.T. Mott. Now to the top of the key, Josh Pedersen. What's left wing? More. Low left side. Four blocks. A little hook shot in the lane. Off the rim. Won't go. Rebound Northwest. Williams clears the board. Now at Wallace from the right to our left. 12-17 left in the half. Northwest down by two. Kirk on the right wing. Out front, Wallace. Wallace being pressured out front by Terrence Moore. Dribbles left side. Looking at man-to-man out of the Hornets. Bounce pass to the baseline right. Coast head. The jumper rattles around. Out. But a foul. And this will get Grant to the free throw line. As Bunch stepped out, and we'll get called for the foul.
Yeah, and that's, for Bunch, not a good place to get a foul. He tried to come out and block the shot, but was a little late getting started toward Cozad and ended up committing a foul out about 12 feet from the basket.
Grant going to the line with a chance to tie this game up. 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. At the line this year, a 78% shooter. 93 of 119, the knee bend. The free throw on the way, rims in. Northwestern, they lost to Central Missouri Saturday afternoon, struggled at the free throw line. Hopefully getting the first one to fall here will be a good sign for the Cats. 10-9, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Cozad toes the line with his second free throw. And that one's on the way, got it, nothing to net. We're tied up at 10, 12:03 left in this first half. Cats weathered an 8-0 run to start this game by Emporia State. Bearcat fans on their feet as the Cats go on defense. Good on the right wing, Jordan. Off that right side, pulls up the dribble. Loves it out front, overthrown, but chased down by Pedersen between the circles. Looks left side for Timont. Sets up at the top of the key, expires his dribble. Right side pass for Moore. Moore with that left-handed dribble, guarded by Wallace, who's doing a good job on him. Now Moore will back out near the timeline with the dribble. Out front, sets up, wants the long three. Nothing to have. Terrence Moore with his first three of the game. That's his 29th of the season and a three-point Emporia State lead after the Bearcats have just tied it up. Wallace into the front court between the circles. Dribbles right side. Pulls up, bounce pass. Low right for Sparsal. Kind of close up with right side. Goes up with a shot and it drops down as he put it up and in over McWisdom and Badajo. And a nice long move to the bucket by Dylan Starzl. One-point game. Northwest down 13-12. Just over 11 minutes left in the first half. Jordan out front, looks left side, off that wing, finds Moore, out top of Key Pedersen, now right side pass for Timont, now up front with it for Jordan, started by Williams, looks on the left wing, Moore, shot clock's at 14, into the left corner, now fadeaway jumper, misses, it was taken and missed by Timont, rebound Northwest, across the timeline, left goes Wallace, pulls up, looks into the left corner, Kirker, quick pass left wing, Williams. Trying to go low with the pass tipped and goes out of bounds. Wanted to get it in the blocks off that right side. As far as all the pass was tipped by Moore, goes out of bounds. And the Cats will have it after a timeout. 10:39 left in the first half. It's Emporia State 13, Northwest 12. Back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Trunk Bend Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
13-12 in Emporia State in front of Northwest Missouri State. 10:39 left in this first half. Cats weathering a quick start by Emporia State. They jumped out to an 8-0 lead, but Matt, Bearcats have come back. They've tied it up, but now down by one.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, Northwest, yeah, they had a slow start, but they didn't let it get out of hand, and they're still close.
Cooper drives the lane, misses the layup. He went almost untouched through the lane. Ball pinballs out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Cats have missed a couple layups in this first half.
And that one, that's probably the only time Coop will miss that one. You won't see that again.
He will try to trigger the inbound, goes low with it, and trying to get it to Funk, who was fouled, I believe, trying to get that inbound as he's cutting toward the bucket and was held. And this foul will be on Terrence Moore, and that will be Moore's second foul.
I'll tell you what, the coaching staff for Emporia State right now, they're wearing bright white tennis shoes, and that, and now most of them are in suits and dark slacks, so those look like the brightest shoes I have seen in a long time.
And I think we just pulled them out of the box. In
yeah.
The low left side goes to Kirker, misses the shot off the glass. Stars are trying to go with the rebound and go right back up where the shot was fouled. And this one come up on Emporia State inside. And this will go on Tyler Jordan. That'll be his first. And this will get Starzl to the free throw line. Starzl, a 67% shooter on the year at the line. Most of the season, it's been over the 70% mark. His free throw here off the front of the rim. 13-12, Northwest trails Emporia State. 10:25 left in the first half. Second free throw by Dillon. Off the front of the rim as well. And the rebound to Emporia State. 1-point game, Northwest down. Across the timeline, Jordan for the Hornets. Working Bearcats man-to-man defense. Now out front, high left. The pass for Pedersen. Tries to drive on Kozad as he goes through. Whistling a foul coming up. And on the help side, Sean Cooper comes over and will pick up his first foul. Kricker and Kozad going to the sideline. Schneider and Williams back in for Northwest. 10:08 left in the half. Northwest down by 1, 13-12. Hornets to inbound, baseline right, as Jordan, the freshman from Baldwin, Missouri, trying to trigger the inbound. Gets it into the right corner for T-Mott, drives the baseline up with a shot, knocks it in. Jay T-Mott with his first puck of the game. He's from nearby Lenexa, Kansas, and it's a 15-12 lead for Emporia. Out front, Cooper. Looks left side on the wing for Williams, drives to the left baseline. Back out, finds Funk between the circles. Pulls up his dribble. Now to Cooper near the timeline. He'll dribble to the right wing. Now out between the circles as he backpedals. Pass trying to spread things out a bit. Cooper through the lane, pulls up. Bounce pass left wing for Williams. Bounce low left side for Funk. Drives the baseline, trying to go low right side for Starzl up with a shot, and another foul inside. And this will go on Emporia. I think Jordan just called for another one.
Yeah, see, that's what Northwest has done such a good job of this year is the bigs inside. It seems like even when they do match up better with the opponent, they're able to create a lot of fouls inside with their aggressive play, and they're doing it again here tonight.
Starzl to shoot two, and he's 0 for 3 now at the free throw line. He's really struggled the last couple of games at the line. It looks like he's lost some confidence there.
And, you know, the first matchup against Emporia State, as a team, Northwest was 24 of 28 at the free throw line. That was a big difference in the game. Now, Starzl didn't get there much. He was just 1 of 2 in that game.
Second free throw misses, and he's 0 of 4 now. And it's a 15-12 lead for the Hornets over Northwest. 9:27 left in the half. Between the circles is Micah Swank. He's back out on the floor, dribbles to the left wing, into left corner with the pass for T-Mott, trying to go low with it. Inside, shot off the glass, rejected. As Donato has it knocked loose out of bounds, and it will belong to Emporia State.
And he's frustrated because Starzl blocked two of his shots on back-to-back attempts there, and Starzl just couldn't quite get a full grasp on the basketball. It goes off his hands and out of bounds.
Donato going to the sideline, and back into the game is Paul Bunch. Baseline left, Swank lobs the inbound to Bunch into the lane, lost the handle on it. We're going to call a foul on Starzl. And Starzl will pick up his first foul.
Wow. I tell you what, Coach McCollum doing a good job right now. There's been a few calls where he has not been happy about him, but he's doing a good job of just keeping his cool and worrying about the game.
Fourth team foul on Northwest. Inbound to Pedersen. Lobs it all the way out front for Wright. Out between the circles, dribbles out near the timeline. Pass down by 3, 9 minutes left in the first half. Caleb Wright pulls up his dribble at the top of the circle. Looks left side, Pedersen, the long 3 in front of the Bearcat bench, rolls out, fight for the rebound. Tip Swank on the baseline, will have it go out of bounds, and it belongs to Northwest.
Yeah, good job by Cooper there to force him to fight for the basketball, and Swank just couldn't come up with it. He tipped it, tried to get some space between him and Cooper to chase it down, but after he tipped it, it hit baseline.
Snyder will inbound to Cooper, and Cooper will take it right to left as Emporia State now setting up in the 2-3 zone on the right side is Wallace. Ross, free throw line right, goes low right, and Kenneth Ward Schlaken is stepping in front of the pass of Pedersen with the steal for the Hornets. That's down by three. It's been a while since they've scored on the left side right. Dribbles into the left corner, guarded by Wallace. Now to the free throw line, spins down the lane left, fadeaway jumper, rims around, up, and Cooper the rebound for Northwest. He'll push it down the floor, across the timeline, to the top of the key, spins in the lane, now back pedals, out front is Schneider, left side for Williams. Williams trying to get a screen by Schlake. Dribbles right side, pulls up, cross court right side past Wallace. Now back left, Williams into the left corner, Cooper. Cooper trying to drive the baseline, cut off. Sets up on the left wing, out top the key for Wallace, swings it right side for Williams. Williams fires his dribble, back left side for Wallace. Eight on the shot clock, Wallace through the lane, a little runner on the way, too hard, and the rebound, Pedersen for Emporia State. Gives it to Wright, and he'll slow the pace up with 7:49 left, still a 15-12 game. Northwest Missouri State down by three, out front right. Gives it on the right side for Teemot, lobs it left side, Pedersen. Through the lane, drives, and a reach-in foul coming up on Northwest. As we go on Schneider, that'll be his first. We also have a break in the action. Now with 7:37 left in this first half. Emporia State 15, Northwest 12. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
15-12, Emporia State in front of Northwest at Municipal Auditorium at a quarterfinal round matchup of the MIAA tournament. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, Northwest still struggling from the field, 4 of 14 right now.
Yeah, you know, they're getting some decent shots, some of those contested. You really do have to give Emporia State some credit. I've noticed a couple of times, especially in their transition defense, they're doing a good job on the help side, making sure nobody in the good ball movement by Northwest gets a wide open look.
Northwest also 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Emporia State getting ready to inbound off the baseline right. It's Mike Will inbound. Lobs it inside, trying to go for a little alley-oop past the right, over in front, but he chases it down off the left wing. Now out front, team on a three, short rebound, Bunch up with a shot in the lane, and good. Paul Bunch with the rebound, and then the return. It's a 17-12 lead for Emporia State over Northwest. 2-3 zone out of Emporia State. Wallace, long bounce pass right side for Cooper. He'll take it through the lane, kicks it left corner. Williams, open, three on the way, rattles around and out. Rebound tip, controlled by Brown for Emporia State. 17-12, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Right across the timeline, out to the top of the key, Teemot. Right wing pass for Swank. Dribbles out top of the key with the left hand. Pulls up, looks out front. Finds Paul Bunch at the top, hands off for Wright. Trying to set a screen out front. Now he will go down to the low post area as Wright dribbles back near the timeline, looking to go one-on-one with Wallace. Through the lane he goes, up with a shot off the glass. No, and the rebound, Cooper for Northwest. A one-on-two break, Cooper left side. Through the lane now, kicks it. Out front right side for Wallace. For Schneider. Schneider lob a low for Cozette and a foul. Trying to post up inside with a little bit of a height advantage on Wright, and Wright will pick up the foul.
Now, when I said Northwest doesn't have as big of an advantage inside as they usually do, that's when Bunch is in there. You notice when Bunch comes out, then the difference is there. Now, Bunch is in the game now, but Northwest was able to get him out of the lane and out of the way, and that's where the Cats really get their advantage inside.
Cooper and Schneider go to the sideline. Slake back into the game with Crooker. Wallace looks to inbound and gets the inbound right side as Williams drives the lane, takes the inbound, and a quick foul. And this one will come up on Emporia State. 17th foul on Emporia State. And that foul going on Caleb Wright picks up his second. So this will get Williams to the free throw line to shoot. As he has a one-and-one opportunity coming up. Williams, a 79% shooter on the year at the line. He hit the first 8 points for the Bearcats, and free throw off the front of the rim as the free throw shooting flows continue in this first half of this game, continuing from Saturday's loss to Central Missouri. 17-12, Northwest Missouri State down, off of the left side swank, gets on the left wing, firing to the baseline, Brown. Goes to the floor, and they're going to say a foul coming up on Kozad. Kozad kind of holds his arms out, saying, how's that foul called on him? Brown will pick up his first foul. Northwest down by five with 6:16 left in the first half. They've never led in this game. Largest lead in this game from Emporia State's been eight as they opened up an 8-0 lead to start the game. Inbound on the left side goes to Javon Taylor. Taylor guarded by Wallace. Now hands off out front right for Swank. Swank between the circles, picked up by Connor Kirker. Looks on the left wing for Timon. Picks the pass out front. Brown, the three on the way. Rims out left in the rebound. Williams for the Cats. Northwest down by five. Just under 6 minutes left in the half. Wallace to the left wing. Cross court right side. Williams on the right wing. Kirker. Kirker, free throw line right. Bounce pass high post right for Kozad. Kozad with the dribble. Into lane. Up with a shot and a foul. This will go on Gavin Brown reaching in. Gavin got some of the ball, but also the arm of Kozad. This will get Grant to the free throw line. Kozad, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, where his points have come tonight. A 17-12 game. Northwest trails Emporia State. 5:41 left in the first half. Kozad's first free throw, nothing but net. And as he gets ready for the second, this pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. ...17-13, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Grant Kozad back to the line for his second free throw. That is on the way and good. Three-point game once again. Northwest down 17-14. Swank will take it across the timeline. Dribbles to the top of the key. Puts the pass high post right for Brown. Guarded by Kozad. Hands off on the right side for Moore. Moore to the free throw line. Bounce pass nearly stolen by Williams. Picked up left side by Wright. That was right in front of the Bearcat bench. Now we'll take it out further in front of the scorer's table. 10 on the shot clock. For the free throw line left. Pulls up 14-foot jumper. Line drive is good as Caleb Wright knocks down the shot. And a 19-14 lead for Emporia State over Northwest. Just over 5 minutes left in the first half. Wallace dribbles off the right side. Pulls up. Finds Kozad between the circles. Set the 2-3 zone low right for Starzl. Starzl in the post. Kicks it out front for Kirker. Kirker down the lane right. Little runner with the left hand. Good. And a whistle and a foul. They'll count the bucket. Connor Kirker with his first bucket of the game. Bunch will pick up his second foul. And this will get Kirker to the line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor.
The Cats have had a lot of looks in the paint in this first half. They just haven't had a lot of them fall. And if they start getting those things to go, boy, things are going to turn around in a hurry for Northwest.
Throws that and Williams to the sideline. Cooper and Schneider in. Kirker at the line. Free throw good. So Connor makes it a three-point trip down the floor. Northwest within two. 4:46 left in the first half. Across midcourt, right side swing. Dribbles to the right wing. Puts the pass out to the top of the key. Batajo. Had a couple of shots rejected. Out front for Moore. Moore. Down the lane left. A little runner on the way. Runs around out. Rebound. Out of bounds. And it will belong to Emporia State. That time a couple Bearcats fighting for it. Goes off of Kirker out of bounds. 4:31 left in the first half. Northwest down by two, 19-17. Swank with inbound into the right corner for Wright. Pulls up right side, 12-foot jumper off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound and the putback on the left side by Emporia State and a foul as Terrence Moore got the rebound. Put it up in and he'll get to the free throw line.
Hey, I tell you, one guy that Northwest needs to go after right now is McWisdom Batajo. After that play was over, he gave a big shove to Dylan Starzl, even though they weren't involved in where the foul was called and everything. He got a warning from the official. It is coming out of the ball game now, but ever since he was blocked on back-to-back shots by Dylan Starzl, he has been overly frustrated, and I think that's something Northwest can take advantage of.
The last foul goes on Crooker, his first. At the free throw line, Terrence Moore, a 72% shooter this year and a left-handed shooter. Free throw rolls in. 10 points for Moore in this first half. He's coming off a 40-point performance against SBU on Tuesday night. Pressure off the inbound as the Hornets in 2-2-1 at full court pressure. Cooper right side double teamed in front of the timeline. Still in the backcourt. He gets it to Schneider midcourt. Looks right side into the front court and finds Crooker in front of the Emporia State bench. Now to Cooper. Through the lane, bounce pass, little left for Starzl and a double team. Kicks out front for Cooper. Guys the lane, left side, up for the shot, no, but a foul. And this will go on Javon Taylor as Cooper went driving down the lane. This will get Cooper to the line. Taylor picking up his first foul.
Tell you, it was kind of a win for Taylor because he got a hand on the basketball. Most of the time when Cooper gets in there, he can change directions 7 or 8 times while he's still in the air and still get the shot off. But Taylor was able to get a hand on the basketball.
The MIAA Player of the Year goes to the free throw line. He's been held scoreless so far, and now he has a point as he knocks down the first free throw.
That's just it. There's a lot of things right now that you watch this game that feel like they're going against Northwest, one of those being Cooper not scoring until now, but it's just a 4-point game. If any of those things or all of those things get going, the Cats are still in a great position right now.
Cooper knocks down both free throws, 22-19, Northwest down. 4:03 left in the first half. Swank across the timeline to the top of the key. Looks off the right side. Moore, between the circles right. Guarded closely by Wallace. Right wing pass. Kevin Brown, low right to Bettijo, pushing up with Starzl. He gets called for a foul. Got a little bit of an elbow on Starzl, knocking Starzl to the floor.
Yeah, like I said, there's that frustration again, and it just got a little bit more with him getting called for that foul as well.
Bettijo will pick up his first foul, breaking the action with 3:46 left in the first half. Emporia State 22, Northwest 19. We're back right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest trailing Emporia State 22-19 with 3:46 left in the first half.
I tell you what, it's cool to see the participation here out of everybody for Northwest. Ton of fans. There's about 5 or 6 signs over there that are awesome that are all for the Bearcats. Band doing a heck of a job. Special shout out to the Tubas. Tuba's doing a heck of a job. I still go back to what I said in the pregame. I'd pick the piccolo just because that tuba would get heavy after a while.
Now, Frank Cooper looks on the right side for Wallace, who has a sign in his honor out there saying, fear the stash. He goes with a Fu Manchu look on the right side. A 3-foot up and missed by Schneider. The rebound in Emporia State. They'll take it across the timeline. Swank will take it out between the circles. 3:24 left in the half on the left wing where the left side team went. Now to Taylor, off the right wing. To the top of the key, Swank. Looks on the left wing, Tiemont. Guarded by Crooker. Now left side pass for Taylor. Taylor out between the circles as he gets it to Swank near the timeline with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. 3:04 left in the half. Swank down the lane, right side, runs into Starzl. Off of the shot, misses too hard. Fight for the board, under in the bucket. Swank kicks it back right side. Tipped by Crooker, but picked up right side. Tiemont takes the jumper as the shot clock sounds, but the rebound to Northwest. Across the timeline, Crooker behind the back with his dribble in the front court. Left side, Wallace trying to go low left for Starzl. Guarded by Bettijo. Starzl posts up, goes in the lane with it. And a little hook shot. Good as he puts it up and in. 4 points for Starzl, and it's a one-point game. Northwest within one, 22-21, with 2:33 left in the first half. Swank between the circles, looks on the left wing, Taylor. Taylor out front, pulls up, puts the pass on the right side. Swank on the wing with the three, rims out, rebound Northwest as Wallace controls, and will take it down the right sideline. Between the circles to the left wing, a long bounce pass left corner, Cooper, now to Wallace on the left side. Wallace ball gets a pick by Starzl, now left side for Cooper. Cooper trying to look low left, now sets up, wants the three on the wing, got it, nothing to net. Sean Cooper with 5 points, and Northwest with their first lead of the game. It's a 24-22 lead for the Bearcats with 1:56 left. And for his state head coach, Sean Vandiver wants a timeout. We'll keep it here. Bearcats fell behind 8-0 to start this game, and they have taken the lead for the first time now, 24-22.
Yeah, just like we talked about, we're starting to see some of those things click that didn't happen early on. Cooper with the three there, obviously now he's scoring. Didn't score for a while in this ball game. Northwest, their looks inside are starting to go. They're starting to overmatch Emporia State inside, and you know, they've basically taken Bunch out of the ball game on the defensive end. He's a defensive player of the year, but they've been able to move guys around so that when Bunch is in the game, they're keeping him from being too much of a factor inside.
Got a couple baseball scores to pass along from this afternoon. The Northwest baseball team with a sweep of a doubleheader over Lincoln. Northwest winning the first game 12-3 and the nightcap 11-7. They go to 11-5 on the year and off to a good start in the conference at 8-2.
Absolutely. It's been fun to follow them. And you got to win this early in the season. It's so cold and field conditions are so bad. That's how you make the game fun, is by getting wins.
Northwest up by two. High post left side with it is Brown for Emporia State. Now to right. Drives the lane left side into Mess. Goes inside with a shot for Bunch. Misses the shot. Gets his rebound. Misses again. And a ball knocked loose out of bounds. And a whistle and a foul coming up. And this will be on the Hornets as they fight for that ball in the lane. This will go on Moore. And Terrence Moore will pick up his third foul. That's a big foul. Moore, again, coming off a 40-point night against SBU Tuesday. Third most in the MIAA tournament play. Foul Snyder fighting for the rebound, and the freshman of the year goes to the line. He'll be shooting two. And the free throw rims around and out. Snyder from nearby Prairie Village, Kansas, a 6'7 freshman. On the year at the line, a 71% shooter. We'll have one more free throw. Trying to increase the Bearcat lead, and that one's down. His first point of the game, 25-22, Northwest in front. 1:36 left in the first half. Across the timeline, is Swank on the right wing. Hooks the pass out front for Bunch. Now left for Brown. To the baseline left, driving the bucket is Caleb Wright. Hits the shot and a foul. This should go on Wallace as he went driving on Wallace to the bucket. And that'll be 10 points for Caleb Wright. Wallace will pick up again his second. Eighth team foul on Northwest. Caleb Wright, a 74% shooter on the year. He had 29 against SBU Tuesday night. Again, in double figures already tonight. And his free throw is good. He's got 11 points. And he'll go to the sideline as Terrence Sardin checks into the game. A 6'8 freshman out of Chicago, Illinois. This game's tied up at 25. Full court pressure out of the Hornets. Again, 2-2-1 pressure. Kirker into the game, and Wallace goes to the sideline. And now comes to Cooper. Cooper dribbling and accelerating into a tap into the front court. Lobs the pass left side for Kirker. Now back to Cooper. 2-3 zone by Emporia State. Cooper at the top of the key. Left side for Kirker. And Connor between the legs with the dribble. Off that left wing, out between the circles. Schneider, right side, Cooper. Cooper now between the circles. Pulls up free throw line, takes the jumper off the front of the rim and rolls in. Got the roll. And Cooper at 7 points and a 2-point Bearcat lead, 27-25. Just under a minute left in the first half. On the left side, T-Mont goes low left for Sardin. Puts it back left corner and a three up and a miss by Taylor. Chased down by Cooper in the far right corner with the rebound on the fast break. Right side Williams through the lane to the bucket. Off the glass and we'll call a charge on Williams. Winston will pick up his second foul.
It's funny, sometimes with officiating crews, you'll see it to where they almost refuse to call a charge. They'll call everything a block, and it seems like tonight we're seeing everything called a charge, and it's on both ends of the floor. They're just there's not much leeway there to see a block call so far tonight.
Two-point Bearcat lead, 27-25, 41 seconds left in the half. Swank will walk across midcourt. Cats in man-to-man defense. Swank picked up by Cooper out front. Just dribbling near the jump ball circle. Will dribble left side. Popping out on the left wing is Caleb Wright. Now to Brown. On the right side is Timot. Low right side for Wright. Pushing up with Tyler Funk. Spins. Up for the shot. Off the glass. Won't go. Whistle and a foul as Snyder knocking the floor by Bunch as he was trying to post up inside. And Bunch just shaking his head. But Paul Bunch picks up his third foul.
And two of those fouls are bad fouls by Bunch. You know, you're going to pick up some being a big guy inside. But one of them came about 12, 15 feet away from the basket as he was late getting out trying to block a shot. And then that one there, the rebound wasn't even coming their direction. And he threw Snyder to the floor. So those are a couple of tough ones on Bunch.
Cats up by two, 27-25. Snyder back to the free throw line. One for two from the line. Zach coming in to postseason play, fifth in the IAA in three-point shooting percentage. He's been some instant offense coming off the bench for Northwest this season. His free throw here is good. Terrence Sarden back into the game, and Paul Bunch goes to the sideline. Just over 15 seconds left in the half. Northwest up 28-25. Second free throw, good. 29-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wright will take it across the 10-second line. With 9 seconds left in the half. Out between the circles. Dribbling right side on Tyler Funk. Spins to the free throw line into a double team. Kicks it left side. Brown, the three on the way. One goes. The buzzer sounds, and that's the end of the half. Northwest goes into the locker room at halftime with a 29-25 lead over Emporia State after falling behind 8-0 to start this game. We'll be back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. We're at the half end. Northwest Missouri State in front at halftime. 29-25 the score here at the half. I'm Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, as we talked about early in the game, even when Northwest was behind, there really nothing to be concerned about at that point.
No, there really wasn't. Were they playing their best basketball? No. But how often this year have you seen two halves of basketball for Northwest where they have played bad in both halves? You knew at some point it was going to turn around. They were going to start playing better. And the big thing is you know, that lead only got out to 8 points and never really got any bigger. So even when they weren't playing real well, they weren't getting themselves down by double digits or digging too big of a hole. So you knew, just keep it close because eventually it is going to turn around, and I think we started to see that as the half went on, and I think it'll turn around and continue to be good for Northwest in the second half.
A couple of guys who had big games against Southwest Baptist on a Tuesday night in double figures already in this one for Emporia State, as Caleb Wright has 11 points and Terrence Moore with 10. They combined for 69 of their team's 96 points in that win over SBU, a 96-85 game on Tuesday night. I think it's safe to say not a lot of defense played in that game Tuesday night.
No, I think you're exactly right. And you know, that hasn't been the case in Northwest games. You know, we've seen a lot of games this year that are low scoring, which, you know, it isn't because Northwest doesn't have a good offense, but they are so good at holding the strengths, the offensive strengths of the opponent down, that they've been able to keep those games low scoring. So, you know, they've been able to play in high scoring games if they need to. They can score the basketball, but they just assume start with the good play on the defensive side, which they've done for the most part this year.
29-25, Northwest Missouri State down at halftime. When we come back, we'll have more for you from Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. After this one-minute timeout, back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and we're at the half of this matchup earlier today. A couple games in the afternoon session where the top seeds were upset, as it was number one seed Central Missouri losing to Northeastern State 84-82. The final in that game, and Central fell behind by 15 in that game before coming back and having a shot toward the end, but it was Northeastern State out of Tahlequah with the win. And it'll be an all-Oklahoma semifinal in that part of the bracket as Central Oklahoma took out to an early lead against Fort Hays State. And despite the fact Central, I think, went about 15 minutes in the second half without a field goal, was able to come up with an 83-68 win over Fort Hays State and to make it Central Oklahoma Northeastern in the semifinals tomorrow at 6.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm trying to think of what it's been, why you've seen so many upsets. I mean, yeah, you see them here and there. It doesn't seem like the MIAA tournament as a whole has been, an upset each and every year, an upset type of tournament. But it has been this year, and I just think, you know, you got teams that coming in with nothing to lose. And those lower-seeded teams, you know, this is kind of their regional tournament, you know, in a sense that they know they're not going to make the regional unless they win the MIAA tournament. So they're coming out just playing basketball, knowing it could be the end of the season, so why not have fun playing the game? And, you know, playing that way has, I think, really helped those lower-seeded teams out so far.
And it's not only been on the men's side, but on the women's side as well.
Yeah, and that started even on Monday. When you looked at the on-campus games on Monday with the women, there was only one home team out of the four games that won on Monday to advance to action here in Kansas City. So with that start on Monday, it's just kind of carried over into Municipal Auditorium for both sides, the men and the women.
Well, again, the semifinal set up for tomorrow afternoon. The one seed that is held up is the Central Missouri Jennies coming in as the number one seed. They defeated Northeastern State yesterday, and they'll face the five seed in the Fort Hays State women, which is coming up a win over Missouri Southern. And that's considered an upset, I guess, when you look at the seeds, Fort Hays State 5 and the Missouri Southern women 4. But really, in that game, I think that was pretty much a toss-up going in.
You know, if you'd have told me early on in the season those two teams were matching up in the tournament, I would have thought of it probably being a bigger upset. But Missouri Southern really came along as this season went along. They ended up a lot higher, I think, in the final rankings than a lot of teams or a lot of people anticipated they might. They've been playing some pretty good basketball this year as a whole.
And really the surprise team in the women's bracket has to be Southwest Baptist, as they knocked off Washburn in Topeka on Monday evening. And then they came into this, and thought, boy, they've got their tough draw continues as they face Pittsburgh State women's team playing very good basketball. They're the three seed in this tournament, but playing as good a basketball as anybody coming into the tournament, and the Southwest Baptist knocked them off yesterday.
You know, this is one area where we talk about all year about how it's such a battle night in and night out on both sides, the men and the women playing in the MIAA. And, you know, sometimes it sounds like a cliche, but I think it's situations like this where it doesn't. This just proves exactly what we're talking about. Any team can win on any given night, and then you throw in the fact that it's a neutral site, and it's a lot easier for teams to prove that when you're on a neutral site, not having to battle in front of a hometown set of fans. So I think that's part of the reason, another reason why you see so many upsets down here.
And they've got the number 2 seed Emporia State coming up tomorrow afternoon at 2:15. Matt, before we move on here, at the halftime here, they're running kind of a dance-off competition, and one of the associate athletic directors at Northwest, and Nate Davis, I don't know where he got that jacket. He's
yeah, and I'm guessing he's not going to be handing out his phone number to too many. it was a cool jacket at some point in time. Not exactly sure how many decades ago, but they are out having fun, I guess, and that's the big key.
Kind of looking like it, I don't know, was it Cal Prince or something there?
A little bit, yeah. I can't quite figure it out. It's definitely stitched on, and now he's trying to hand the jacket off, and I see everybody shaking their head like, no, I don't want to touch that thing.
Well, again, Northwest at halftime. They're up 29-25 as they lead Emporia State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, I think that's another aspect of this tournament being at a central site where a lot of the schools that can make it down here. And of course, everybody gets along well in this conference. I think that's one of the nice things about the MIAA, and it's a chance for just everybody to get together and have a little bit of a good time.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and when you look at the promotions and the different things they do at timeouts and halftimes and things like that, it's several schools' administrators working together to put that stuff on. All the behind-the-scenes stuff is all the conference SIDs and administrators working together to make sure it goes off without a hitch. And you do see a ton of cooperation, and you have to have it. I really don't think this thing goes off as well as it does if you don't have that cooperation amongst all the schools. So, yeah, it's neat to see. It obviously makes our job a lot easier because when they're all coordinated, you know, we don't have to worry about anything, and that's the way it's been.
Then we're at the half, and Northwest in front of Emporia State, 29-25. When we come back, we'll check some of the halftime statistics for you. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
At the half, Northwest in front of Emporia State, 29-25. As we look at some of the totals here, Northwest, before the game, shooting 40% from the field, 8 of 20. They were 3 of 8 from a 3-point range, and 10 of 16 at the free throw line for a 63% total from there. Northwest being out-rebounded by Emporia State, 21-18. Turnovers, 5 turnovers for Northwest, and I think most of those coming early in the half, and 3 turnovers for Emporia State. Northwest did a good job later in the half handling full court pressure out of Emporia. Looking at Emporia State's totals out of the first half, they were 11 of 36 from the field, 31%, just 1 of 11 on 3-point opportunities, and they're not a particularly strong 3-point shooting team, 13th in the MIAA in a 3-point shooting percentage on the season. That's just 9% for the first half for Emporia. And the Hornets not getting the line very often either. They were there twice, hit both of their free throws. As you look at the individual scoring out of this, for Northwest. No one in double figures. They have 8 points out of Bryson Williams, and he scored the first 8 points of the game for Northwest. Hasn't scored since. 7 points for Deshaun Cooper, who picked up the offensive scoring there late in the half. They're the two leading scorers for Northwest and for Emporia State. We've got two players in double figures, Caleb Wright with 11 and Terrence Moore with 10. And those are really some of the individual stats look here at halftime. If you want to look at some foul situations, though, Emporia State's got a couple players in foul trouble. Paul Bunch, their big center at 6'11 inside, has three. And Terrence Moore, again, one of their offensive threats, has three here at halftime.
And when you look at Bunch, we talked about him being in foul trouble in the first ball game. Well, what happened there is he got a couple of early fouls and then didn't play much in the first half. But what that allowed him to do is go into the second half with just two fouls. He didn't pick up his third until there was a little over 11 minutes left in that ball game. Well, now he's going into the second half with his third already there. So it's going to be a big advantage for Northwest, because we have seen when they get him out of the lane and they get a little less traffic in there, they've had a lot of success. So whether it's him being on the bench or Northwest, you know, peeling them out of the lane, just how they set up offensively, that's how they're going to have their success inside in the second half.
29-25, Northwest in front of Emporia State at the half. We'll be back and get ready for our second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
29-25, Northwest Missouri State in front of Emporia State as we're about ready for a second half play. And Matt, another thing this tournament does, it brings back a lot of people who've been affiliated with the university through the years. Just to our right, see former president Dr. Dean Hubbard in attendance for tonight's game, and also former men's basketball coach Steve Tapmeyer in the audience tonight.
Yeah, I just saw a moment ago, just before the break there, Matt Rowan, former Bearcat player. Of course, the Bearcat women's basketball team from 2004, kind of having a 10-year anniversary down here, I believe, this weekend as well, a championship team for Northwest. So, yeah, that's another cool opportunity. You know, even we talk a lot about how there's so many alums in the Kansas City area that can take part, but not only that, it's just kind of centrally located. Even for people who aren't in the area, it's a lot easier to get here to Kansas City if you had to fly in or whatever and come down and take part in this tournament, and we see that each and every year.
For Northwest, Zach Schneider will start this second half along with Deshaun Cooper, Connor Cricker, Bryson Williams, and Dylan Starzl. Emporia State will open up in a 2-3 zone, and they will go with Swank and Moore at the guards. Also, Brown along that front line with a bunch. And also Caleb Wright. We're ready to go. Northwest Premier left to right in this second half. In their home whites with the green numerals and trim. Off the right side is Williams. Brings it out between the circle. Starzl looks on the left wing for Cooper. Cooper at the top of the key. Left side for Kirker. Kirker back top of the key for Cooper. Now to Kirker. Connor through the lane. Goes up with a low runner and is blocked away by Bunch. And it is picked up by Emporia State and controlled by Wright. Bunch again, the leading shot blocker in the MIAA, getting that last block. 29-25, Northwest Missouri State in front, off the low left side, Brown. Guarded by Schneider, dribbles into the left corner, and now out to the left wing. Hands off for Wright. Wright between the circles, out near the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing, sets up, goes out front, Brown. Left side pass for Swank. Swank left wing to the free throw line left, takes the jumper, rims around out, fight for the rebound, Bunch puts it back up, misses the shot, Starzl clears it away inside, and it's getting physical inside, Starzl clears down the rebound, and here comes Northwest from our left to our right, across the timeline, Cooper to the left wing, cross court right side for Kirker, Connor into the right corner for Williams, dribble to the right wing, now front for Schneider, left side pass Cooper, right in front of the Northwest bench, Cooper. Now front right, Williams. On the right wing for Kirker. It's a screen by Starzl. Out front, Williams. Shot clock's at 7. Williams through the lane to the bucket. Reverse layup off the left side. Won't go with the right hand. Punch with the rebound and a baseball pass to midcourt right side for Moore. Through the lane. Left side of the left-handed shot off the glass. No, and a whistle and a foul as he went through the lane.
And that last trip down, Bunch didn't block the shot, but just his presence and the knowledge that he is a shot blocker really caused that to be a tough and maybe a little bit forced shot there by Bryson Williams. Not a normal shot you would see him take, but he knew Bunch was there and didn't want to see it get blocked.
At the other end, Williams picks up the foul. That's his third. Terrence Moore going to the free throw line where he's 1-for-1. Left-handed shooter. Free throw just barely got to the rim. And that's uncharacteristic of Terrence Moore, a 72% shooter on the year. Sophomore out of Wichita, Kansas. Not only is he a strong offensive threat, he's first in the MIAA in steals per game at nearly 3 a contest. Second free throw, rims around and in. 29-26, Northwest Missouri State in front. Now Wallace into the ball game in place of Williams. Takes it to the top of the key. Right side for Cooper. Through the lane. Drives to the bucket. Leans in. Off the glass. One goes. He falls to the floor and a foul on Emporia State.
This will be the fourth on Bunch.
And Bunch.
Oh, they didn't call him.
Ryan
and
Bunch.
Bunch thought it was on him. I thought it was on him. Coach Vandiver thought it was on him. But they ended up calling that one on Gavin Brown instead.
And that for Brown.
I think that's a big break for Emporia.
Yeah, that is his second foul, but this will get Cooper to the free throw line. And the first of two rims in. 8 points now for Deshaun Cooper.
Oh, yeah, and they just showed the replay here. They missed that call. That foul was on Bunch. He was the one that made that contact. That means it's just that much bigger of a break for Emporia State.
Cooper's second free throw rims out. Bunch with the rebound. Notice Brown was real quick to raise his hand to try to get the foul called on him. I don't know if that had any factor in it or not. Down the lane right, through the lane, misses his layup. Rebound tapped on the baseline. It's tapped by Crooker, and it goes to Wallace. Wallace dribbled down the left sideline from our left to our right. Through the lane to the bucket on the right side. High off the glass, won't go. The tip by Starzl, no. Gets his rebound one more time off the glass, and in. Dylan Starzl with 6 points, and a 32-26 Northwest Missouri State lead. Swank across the timeline to the free throw line. Out front right side for Brown. Now to right. Right goes all right for Bunch, and it's knocked loose from behind, and a whistle, a foul, and it's coming up on Northwest. Connor Crooker coming from the help side will pick up the foul, and that will be his second.
And not a bad foul by Crooker. Dylan Starzl had fallen and gone down, and that left Bunch wide open. He probably would have just gone up and dunked the basketball, but Crooker came over and will make him get a couple of tries at the free throw line.
Bunch only a 58% shooter at the line this year, 49 of 84. 6'11", that player. Puts it up and rattles out. Bunch, a member of the all-defensive team, as well as the defensive player of the year in the MIAA. Senior from Chicago. His second free throw, good. He's got 3 points, averages 10 a game, 32-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. Balls across the timeline, off that left side to the top of the key. Pulls up, looks left side for Snyder on the wing to the left baseline. Brings it back left side for Wallace, high left for Starzl. In the lane, down the lane, left goes up for the shot, and good as he put it up and in over Bunch. Dylan Starzl with 8 points and a 34-27 Northwest Missouri State lead. On the right side, Caleb Wright. Now four or more. Back to right on the right wing. Right in front of his head coach, Sean Vandiver, is standing by him. Now through the lane goes Caleb Wright, drives the lane, and puts it up and in. His first bucket of the second half, 34-29, Northwest in front. 17:04 left in the game. Cooper to the top of the key. Looks outside for Wallace. Getting a lot of minutes in this one. Now top of the key, Cooper. Back to Wallace, left wing. They give Wallace a little bit of room on the outside. Now he's going to chase free throw line. Back to Cooper. Drives the lane. Right side. Kicks it back left side. Snyder left wide open on the wing. The three short. And the rebound tip controlled by Emporia State. As Swank chases it down. He'll take it across midcourt now with Wright. Caleb Wright across midcourt. Right side with the dribble. Sets up. Goes to Bunch out top of the key. Bunch with one dribble, almost stolen by Wallace, but controlled by Wright as he'll take it near the timeline.
And Bunch and Wright arguing a bit on what's supposed to be happening.
Right on the left wing. Takes a 60-foot jumper out front. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Rolls out. Rebound tip. Bunch with it. Goes right back up with a shot too hard. Rebound left of the lane for Snyder and Northwest. clears it to Cooper. Down the right sideline, left to right to the free throw line, kicks it back out front. Crooker, as Crooker tries to take it through the lane, gets called for the travel. And the turnover will give it to Emporia State. Breaking the action? No, they're going to have a substitution come in here as Cozad will come into the ball game and Starzl to the sideline. Boy, Starzl played some hard minutes to start this second half.
Yeah, absolutely.
Grant Cozad in the game along with Crooker, Schneider, Cooper, and Wallace. Across the timeline, Schlenk dribbles right side. Will hand off to Terrence Moore. Gets a screen by Bunch. Takes it to the free throw line. The left-handed runner off the front of the rim and rolls in. Moore with 13 points. Northwest up by 3, 34-31. Just under 16 minutes left in the first half. Wallace expires the dribble, goes full left for Cozad. Cozad in lane, spins, puts the shot short, rebound underneath the bucket to right, and the Hornets on the break. To the right wing, through the lane, his dribble stolen by Wallace for Northwest. Gives it to Cooper, and Cooper pushes it to the top of the key, into the right corner for Crooker. Tries the right baseline, into lane with the runner, and the left hander. Connor Crooker with 5 points, and Northwest up 36-31. 5:18 left first half, across midcourt, right side Schlenk. Hooks the pass out front high for Bunch. He will hand off to Schlenk. Looks on the left wing. Moore. Dibbles down the lane. Left low runner. And it's a bump and a foul coming up. Schneider will get called for the foul. Zach Schneider with his second. And we have a break in the action of 15:03. Left in the first half. Rather the ball game now. Left in the ball game. It's Northwest 36. Emporia State 31. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 15:03 left in the game. Northwest 36, Emporia State 31. In Northwest, fell behind 8-0 to start this game. They were up at halftime 29-25, and they've held the lead so far in this second half.
Yeah, and I don't think it's something where you can necessarily say Northwest won't get the lead back, but I would be surprised if we don't see them start to build on this lead sooner than later.
Northwest coming out of the timeout. Bryson Williams, Deshaun Cooper, Grant Cozad, Dylan Starzl back into the game after getting a quick breather, and Matt Wallace. So the Cats going with two Kearney, Missouri natives at the post spot right now with Cozad along with Starzl. Moore at the free throw line, fouled before the timeout. And he'll be shooting two. First one on the way and rolls out. Now 2 of 4 at the free throw line for a 72% shooter on the year. 36-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. 15:03 left in the game. A left-handed shooter getting ready for his second opportunity at the line. And that one's on the way and good. 36-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Loss across the timeline as it looks at the Hornets 2-3 zone. On the right side, Bryson Williams. Now to Wallace. Into the left corner, Cooper. Now to Wallace. Cross court right side, Williams. One dribble. Back to Wallace on the left wing. It's a pick by Cozad, goes low right for Starzl. Turns it, Stuffer into a block and a foul. This will go on at McQuiston. Badagil comes away with the ball and picks up the foul.
And he gave the official a dirty look, who gave him a dirty look right back. I tell you what, Badagil's been riding the line a few times tonight on getting himself in a little bit deeper trouble out there.
Badagil, a 6'10 sophomore out of Dallas, Texas. Transfers from Florida A&M. Starzl at the line to shoot two, and this one is good. Dillon now 1 of 5 at the free throw line. He has 9 points. Northwest in front, 37-32. Second free throw on the way by Starzl, and that hits the front of the rim, rolls out, and the rebound to Emporia State. Swank across the timeline. Looks right side. Emporia State in their black uniform with white numerals in the gold trim. Through the lane, driving in a reverse layup underneath the bucket is Caleb Wright. Nice drive on the left side by Wright. Makes it a 37-34 game. Northwest in front of the Hornets on the left side. Williams on the wing. One dribble, cross court right for Wallace. Takes it top of the key, hits the pass low left side for Koza. Spins, ball fake up with a shot, and a whistle and a foul. And the Shigo on Batterjill once again, and she got a pretty good some good contact that time on Kozak going up with the shot. And that's number 3 on Batterjill. And Kozak kind of shaking his right wrist a bit as he gets ready to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that was a pretty good slap there by Batterjill. He knew he was going to be called for the foul, so he got his money's worth.
Kozak perfect at the line, 4 of 4 tonight. And misses his first free throw. Free throws have been a struggle for Northwest the last couple of games. Got the slow start in this one, and it picked up the pace a bit toward the end of the half. But can't start right here in the second half.
First game against Emporia. Cats were 24 of 28 at the free throw line. They're 12 of 21 tonight.
Kozad hits the second free throw, and I think Northwest hit, I think, the first 20 or 24 in that game, though, if I remember right. 38-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. Left side is Moore to the baseline. A little runner on the way with the left hand rims in. 2-point game, Northwest in front, 38-36. Wallace across the midcourt on the left side in front of the scorer's table. Out front right side for Cooper. Cooper penetrates the lane to the bucket on the left side. Off the glass and good. Smart move to the bucket that time for Cooper as he goes into the open figures. It's in. Back to a 4-point lead for Northwest. On the right side, whistle and a foul as Kozad knocked it to the floor by Batterjill.
And you're going to call him for an intentional here. I said it in the first half. You could just tell in his eyes the frustration that was there and the having to play physical against Northwest. That time he swung his right arm back and got a piece of Kozad across the face, and that's going to cost him an intentional foul. And in a close game like this, that's a huge, huge mistake.
And Emporia State coach Sean Vandiver not happy with Batterjill at all, as he's continuing to talk to Batterjill right now. Especially when you look at the fact Paul Bunch has got 3 fouls already, so they really need Batterjill to be able to be on the floor in this game.
Yeah, and they're overlooking at the video screen. Like I said, looked like that contact came on the side of the head, so that could be even more trouble for Batterjill.
A 40-36 game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Emporia State. Hornets coming into this tournament, the number 7 seed, while Northwest is the number 2 seed. Bearcats sharing the regular season conference title with Central Missouri. And the Mules are done in this tournament as they lost earlier today, losing to Northeastern State 84-82.
Now the two officials that were looking at the replay, out to talk with the third and have a discussion here to figure out exactly what needs to be done.
Officials for tonight's game, John Moore along with Ed Crenshaw and Dan Nowakowski. Grant Kozad, down at the Northwest offensive end of the floor. Will be all by himself to shoot free throws. He'll be shooting two here. Kozad with his first free throw. Good, nothing to net. 6 points for Kozad. 3 in each half. 41-36. Northwest in front. One more free throw for Grant. And all by himself at the free throw line. Everyone else back in the backcourt. Second free throw rolls in. Kozad with 7 points. Now the Bearcats will inbound, and they'll go from our left to our right. Kozad, after at the other end, shooting free throws, now goes down to the far other end to inbound on this one, as the Cats will take it left to right. Northwest in front, 42-36. Wallace will take it across the timeline, 2-3 zone. As Paul Bunch back into the ballgame in the middle of that zone in place of Batterjill. Out front, Wallace looks on the left wing for Cooper. High post left. Kozad drives on Butts, up with a shot off the glass and good. Strong move to the bucket by Grant Kozad. He's got 9 points. Northwest in front, 44-36. 13-13 left in the game. Flank on the right side as he dribbles into the front court. That timeout's been called by Emporia State. 13-10 left in the game. Northwest 44, Emporia State 36. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back at Historic Municipal Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State 44, Emporia State 36. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. The physical game out there tonight, and Matt, Northwest really getting the best of the physical play inside.
Yeah, you can just tell. I mean, Northwest has played physical all year long, and you can just tell they're more used to it. They've handled it better, and it's been an advantage definitely so far tonight.
Emporia State with the inbound. Out to the top of the key is Terrence Moore. Dribbles left side, lobs it on the left wing for Caleb Wright. He's at the free throw line, now back pedals with a dribble between the circles, goes low left side for Bunch, into lane on Cozette, hook short, rebound, tipped by Wallace, controlled by Cooper for Northwest. He'll take it left to right across the timeline in front of the scores table on the left side. Now to Williams in the left corner, Cooper, the three on the way, got nothing to net. 13 points for Cooper, Northwest in front by 11, their largest lead of the game. 10:35 left in the game. On the left side, Swank. Looks left wing, Moore. Dribble to the left baseline. Underneath the bucket, kicks it right side on the wing for Wright through the lane. Now back left side, Brown on the wing to three. Too hard. Rebound Northwest as Williams pulls it away. And he'll give it to Cooper. And Northwest Missouri State will slow the pace this time against the 2-3 zone out of the Hornets. Cooper calls out the play, trying to get a screen by Cozette through the lane, kicks it, and throws it right over this direction, just to the right of us, and it goes out of bounds. Yeah, the newspaper writer, I think, from Emporia, comes up with that ball. 47-36, Northwest Missouri State in front with 12-10 left in the game. Across the timeline goes Micah Swank. Dribbles between the circles. Right of the lane for Caleb Wright at the elbow. Now out to the top of the key for Josh Pedersen. He had some minutes in the first half. Left side pass for Moore. Off the baseline left for Wright. Wright dribbles to the left corner. Dives the baseline. Cut off by Wallace. Takes the jumper. Line drive good. Just barely cleared the rim. He's got 17 points. Averages at nearly 20 a game. 47-38. Northwest Missouri State in front. 11:35 left in the game. Northwest trying to get to the semifinals and play the winner of tonight's Missouri 7-Nebraska Kearney matchup. Low right for Starzl, kicks it to Wallace. Now on the left side for Cooper. Trying to look inside, now a little dribble through the lane. Kicks it into the right corner. Williams bounce pass, low right for Starzl. Trying to post up on Pedersen. Lassie and pulls it away. Picked up by Moore on the left side near the elbow. Spins down the lane, up for the shot on the glass. Left side won't go, into foul on Northwest. This will go on Bryson Williams, and that's Williams' fourth foul. Bryson got the Bearcats back in this game after Emporia State scored the first 8 points of the game. Williams came back with eight in a row for Northwest. Got a timeout here with 11:13 left in the game. It's Northwest 47, Emporia State 38. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
11:13 left in the game. Northwest 47, Emporia State 38. Let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Terrence Moore going to the free throw line, fouled by Bryson Williams before the timeout.
Right now, both teams shooting 62.5% from the free throw line, difference being Northwest 15-24, Emporia 5-8.
And the first free throw by Williams goes down. 47-39, Northwest Missouri State in front of Emporia State. Second free throw for the left-hander rolls in. Full court pressure out of Emporia State. Kozay gets the inbound to Connor Kirker, dribbling through a double team. And now we'll have the ball stripped loose off that dribble. It's picked up on the right side by Moore. Moore tries to drive in a foul. So full court pressure that time, getting Northwest to turn the ball over. And this will get Moore back to the free throw line. So the foul coming up on Connor Kirker, who committed the foul, I believe, or the turnover. See, it looks like Kozad's going to get called for the foul instead, so that'll be Kozad's second. Two at the line for Terrence Moore. And the free throw good. So 19 points for Moore. And he is 6 of 8 at the free throw line. It's a 6-point Bearcat lead over the Hornets with 11:04 left. Cats have led by as many as 11 in this half. Second free throw on the way. Good. Pressure off the inbound once again. And now the ball is kicked as they got a double team off that inbound to Wallace. Ball kicked. It goes out of bounds. Northwest will try to inbound it again. Emporia State had shown 2-2-1 full-court pressure in the first half, now going to more man-to-man pressure, and now they try to tap the inbound. And it goes to Wallace, now to Kozad underneath the Emporia State bench. To Kirker, now to Wallace, still in the backcourt. Playing the circle, goes with a long pass down to Stars on the baseline, tries to go up for the shot, a slam dunk to the floor, and the foul coming up on Emporia State.
Great ball movement there by Northwest. The key is everybody who touched the basketball in the backcourt kept their head up and their eyes down court and were able to find Starzl wide open.
Gavin Brown commits the foul, stops that slam dunk attempt by Starzl, and then we'll go to the line to shoot two. He has struggled at the line. 1 of 5 from the line tonight. And free throw on the way here. Good. Nothing but it. Double figures now for Dillon. 10 points. Northwest up 48-42. 10:50 left in the game. Second free throw by Starzl on the way and good. 49-42, Northwest Missouri State in front of Emporia State. Just under 11 minutes left in the game. Pedersen out to the top of the key to the elbow on the right side. Hands off for Moore. Moore at the free throw line. Now to a right. Down the lane. Spins in the lane. Turns with the right hand. Takes the 5-foot jumper. Nice and down. 19 points for Wright. Again, full court pressure. Cooper dribbling on the right side. In the front court, the pass to Kirker. Kirker through the lane on the left side to the left corner. Now Northwest will set up the offense. Wallace in front of the scorer's table off the left side to the top of the key. Left side for Kirker. Now in the lane. Nice feed for Kozad. He spins and puts it in off the left side. They tried to overplay that entry pass, and Kozad then had an easy look at the bucket. 51-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front is Tyler Jordan. On the right side for Pedersen to the free throw line. Now, trying to spin on Kozad. Goes right side on the wing for Moore. Low right side, Brown spins on. Starts off with a shot high off the glass and knocks it down. First bucket of the game for Gavin Brown, and it's a 51-46 Northwest Missouri State lead. 9:44 left in the game. Wallace, left side for Cooper. In the corner, three is too hard. And the rebound round rather for Jordan for Emporia State. And he'll give it up to Wright. He'll take it to the front court, left side. Sets up. Wants the three on the left wing. Too hard. Rebound long. Rebound to Wallace. And a foul chasing after that with Pedersen. And the foul on Emporia State. Josh Pedersen will pick up his first foul. Sixth team foul on Emporia State. As Northwest went back in front of the scorer's table. Snyder and Tyler Funk into the game for Northwest. Wallace to the sideline and Starzl to get a breather. And for Emporia State, Paul Bunch back in the game and Gavin Brown goes to the sideline. Zach Snyder, the freshman, getting ready to inbound.
Looks like a quick tape up on the left thumb for Grant Kozad. May have had some bleeding going on there. They get a quick check and he's going to stay in the ball game.
Cooper in the front court on the left side. Gets a screen by Kozad. Down the lane he goes. Kicks it right side for Snyder. Out front Crooker. Now left side for Funk. Low left side for Kozad. Kozad trying to post up with Funch. Kicks it back left side for Cooper. Thought about the three. Instead goes right side Crooker. Crooker with the dribble out between the circles. Cooper, 14 on the shot clock. Cooper top of the key. The three on the way out the front of the rim. No, gets his own rebound. Pushes it to Crooker. Northwest with another 35 on the shot clock. Cooper to the right baseline. In the left corner for Funk. Out front left side on the wing. Snyder, three. Nothing but in. Zach Snyder knocks down his first three of the game. 54-46. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats with their largest lead of the game now. On the left side is Moore. To the free throw line. Little right side. Now front between the circles for Wright. Little right side. And goes to the right wing. Puts the pass to the top of the key. Brown on the way off the front of the rim, though. And the rebound to Cooper. And here comes Northwest left to right. 8:22 left in the game. Across the timeline goes Cooper. Dribbles right side. Out in the free throw line. Left corner for Snyder. Now back left side for Crooker, right side for Funk. Now, low right for Kozad. Drives on Bunch to the bucket, right side off the glass, won't go. Bunch with the rebound for Emporia State. 54-46, Northwest Missouri State in front. Right into the front court off the left side, takes it to the top of the key. Looks on the left wing. Terrence Moore. Drives on Crooker into a double team on the baseline. Left whistle, and we've got a timeout. So a timeout by Emporia State with 7:44 left in the game. It's Northwest 54, Emporia State 46. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. The largest lead Northwest has had tonight actually has been 11. The largest lead for Emporia State's been 8. And the last time Emporia State led was back in the first half when they had a 22-21 lead. Northwest has led since that point. They're up 54-46 here, 7:44 left in the game. In the far left corner, Swank to inbound to Pedersen on the left wing. Now a Swank out between the circles, dribbles right side. Has that mask on his face to protect his nose. Dribbles on the right side. Out top of the key, the pass goes to Jay Timont. Shot clock's at two. At one, Timont a long three. It takes a high bounce off the rim. Fight for the rebound on the baseline. It's controlled by Funk for Northwest.
Absolutely great block out by Dylan Starzl to keep Paul Bunch out of the way from getting that rebound.
Cooper into the front court, whistle on a foul. I think this is going Bunch out on the perimeter with a push on Starzl, and that's not a very smart foul.
No, not at all. Starzl was just trying to set up to set a screen, and Bunch bumped him to knock him off path and got caught. The official was standing right there looking at the play.
And Bunch having some words with Dan Nowakowski, one of those. Got a break in the action here with 7:16 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 54, Emporia State 46. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
7:16 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 54, Emporia State 46. Bearcats have led the entire second half. Again, they fell behind to start this game 8-0, but have fought their way back, had a lead at halftime of 29-25, and they're up right now 54-46. Out of the timeout, Dylan Starzl will go to the free throw line as he was fouled by Paul Butch out on the perimeter. And Butch will go to the sideline. Emporia State now will have to play with a shorter lineup with Butch and McQuiston Badajo both with four fouls to their inside players. At the free throw line, Starzl continues to struggle at the line. This is the front end of a 1-1 opportunity. And the rebound to Emporia State. 54-46. Northwest Missouri State in front. Swank out between the circles. Looks on the right side for Moore. Now to Pedersen on the left wing. With the fluorescent yellow shoes. Goes on the left wing for Wright. Right to the free throw line, through the lane, to the bucket, left side, blocked away by Schneider and Starzl. Rebound Pedersen on the left side. So brings it out front right side. Moore on the wing. Down the lane he goes. Tries plus the handle on the dribble, but a bump and a foul. They're going to see the ball goes out of bounds. And a block to Northwest. Good job on the defense by Cooper that time. And the ball belongs to Northwest. They'll look at full court pressure out of Emporia State with 6:45 left in the game. Northwest up 54-46. Inbound goes to Snyder. Lobs the pass to Cooper. He goes with a long pass into the front court, left side for Tyler Funk. Now back out to Cooper as Northwest spreads out their offense. Forest State in man-to-man defense. They've shown some 2-3 this evening as well. Now Cooper accelerates through the lane to the bucket, left side, lays it up and in. Got past Patterson and not even a contest that time as Cooper lays it up and in for the bucket and a 10-point Bearcat lead. And their largest lead has been 11 tonight. Out front is Patterson, drives on Snyder, spins into the lane and he knocks it down. What's what we're going to call a travel charge, a travel coming up as he made that spin move, and the turnover gives it to Northwest. Again, full-court pressure out of the Hornets. Really, with the exception of one possession, Northwest has handled the pressure pretty well. Inbound goes into the corner for Snyder, now to Cooper. And he'll take it across midcourt. Goes off that right side. Northwest from there left to our right in this second half. Cooper on the right wing now accelerates to the bucket right side. On the bump, the shot will go short, but a foul coming up on Emporia State. This will go on to Caleb Wright, and that will be his third foul. The MIAA Player of the Year will go back to the free throw line to shoot two this time. I don't believe there's anybody in the conference that has a quicker first step in the bucket than Northwest Deshaun Cooper. First free throw good.
You know, most players that defend him are aware of that quick first step, but he still makes most of those players look like they're not ready because he does have such a quick step.
4-5 at the free throw line tonight. Back to an 11-point lead, now 12, as this will be the Bearcats' largest lead of the game. 58-46, Northwest in front, just over 6 minutes left in the game. Swank out between the circles. Looks on the right side, Pedersen, now to the right wing. Driving as Moore to the baseline, into the right corner, Swank a three, short, rebound on the baseline, out of bounds, and let's see which way will they go with it. It'll belong to Emporia State.
Fisher said Cooper got a piece of it before it went out of bounds.
5:49 left in the game. 58-46 Northwest in front of Emporia State. Now the officials asking the Bearcat sideline to sit down. They were all standing up trying to cheer the team on. On the inbound right side, Terrence Moore off the right wing. That was out between the circles to the free throw line. Down the lane goes in a double team. Ball knocked loose by Crooker, but it was on a foul in that double team with Snyder and Crooker. And I think Snyder sliding over will pick up the foul. That'll be number three on Zach. And this will get Terrence Moore back to the free throw line. Moore is 7 of 9 at the line.
He's attempted 9 of the 12 free throw attempts that Emporia has had as a team today.
And he knocks down another one. .21 points for Moore. And the second one rims out. And Funk with the rebound for Northwest. We'll get it to Cooper. And Northwest will go left to right, but they're in the full court pressure, though, as Cooper dribbles around a double team. Finds it in the front court, left side Snyder. Long pass into the right corner for Funk. Now right side Crooker on the wing to Funk into the right corner. Tyler with the dribble through the lane at the free throw line. Kicks it back out front for Cooper. Northwest trying to run some clock as well. They're up 58-47 to 5:18 left. Cooper out near midcourt. Looks to go one-on-one with Wright. Dribbles right side to the wing. Cross court left side for Snyder. Back to Cooper on the right side. Long three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Rebound at the free throw line. Funk skip there. His hands by Moore. And Moore to the bucket left side. A foul by Cooper stopping the player. Deshaun will pick up his second foul. 5:03 left in the game. Northwest 58. Emporia State 47. Seventh team foul on Northwest. But this will be a two-shot opportunity at the line for Terrence Moore. And Moore coming off a 40-point performance against Southwest Baptist on Tuesday night. Free throw here, good. He's got 22 tonight.
Got a little design shaved in the top of his head there. It almost looks like an N. So I don't know if he usually puts the opponent's initial in it in or not, but it looks like he's got an N in there tonight.
Second free throw for the left-hander. Rims around and out. Starzl, a good job blocking out. Comes up with the rebound. But took out his hands. Picked up by Moore. Drives the lane. Lays it up and in. 58-50. Northwest with an 8-point lead. They were up by 12 just a moment ago. Pass at midcourt. Tipped away. And it's picked up left side by Moore. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. So the steal in the bucket for Emporia State. Now a 6-point game. Emporia State on a 6-0 run here. Full court pressure. Wallace gets the inbound to Snyder. But now back to Wallace. Go on the backcourt. Dribbles right side. Chased by Pedersen. Lobs the pass at midcourt for Snyder. He'll take it into the front court left. And handoff for Cooper. 58-52. Northwest Missouri State in front with 4:23 left in the game. Cooper to dribble left side. Off that left wing. Out between the circles. Wallace. Dribbles to the right side. Bounce pass. Low right for Starzl. Little fade away, won't go, pushing a foul. This will go on Gavin Brown, and that'll be number four on Brown. He's trying to post up inside with Northwest. And again, we talked about earlier, Bunch and Battagio already with four fouls. And this will get Starzl back to the line.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see Bunch back in here before too long. And you want to keep him over there as long as possible. I don't know that we'll see Battagio again necessarily. I don't know that we've seen him since that elbow.
No,
has he come back on the floor since that flagrant?
No, he hasn't.
I don't think so.
Starzl knocks down the first free throw. 59-52, Northwest in front of Emporia State. And the second one on the way. Rims around it. And the rebound to Emporia State. And it's goes to right. Goes this side and right in.
Hold on, he turned me up a little bit. We'll turn that back down.
There we go. Whoa. Well, we got into action again tonight. As Cooper trying to go for a steal at midcourt, drove after it and drove right court side where we're at, runs into our equipment. Unfortunately, the ball will go off of Cooper, and it will be an inbound coming up for Emporia State.
Great hustle there by Coop. Tell you, he looks a lot bigger when he's flying at you than when he's out on the basketball floor, that's for sure.
I got an idea what the opponents see, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
4:04 left, 59-52. Northwest in front of Emporia State.
And they were discussing about the shot clock, whether or not to reset the shot clock, and they did.
So Pedersen will inbound right in front of us here at midcourt.
Coaching staff for Northwest trying to say that Emporia State used that as a timeout. They should be charged for a timeout, but again, there was discussion by the officials about the shot clock. And Emporia did gather over on their sideline, but I don't think we'll see them charged with a timeout for it.
Pedersen now will inbound and get the inbound to Micah Swank. And they'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles offside. High post left for Brown. Now trying to hand off out front left side to right. Falls to the floor. Two-two dribble though. Now pushes the pass out front for Brown. Now free throw line left. Into lane Swank. Turns. Shot off the front of the rim. No. Rebound. Scarsville for Northwest. 59-52. Northwest Missouri staying in front. Cooper double teamed in the backcourt. Lobs the pass into the front court. Right side Williams. Now to Cooper. Cooper out between the circles. Dribbles right side off of the wing. Back pedals. Now top of the key for Wallace. Finds Starzl pushing up on the right side. Hits the shot. Bumped as he goes up for the shot. And the foul coming up on Gavin Brown. And that's number five on Brown. 14 points for Starzl. He'll have a chance to make this a three-point trip down the floor.
And that'll basically force Emporia to get Paul Bunch back in the ball game right now.
3:22 left in the game. Northwest 61, Emporia State 52. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
.322 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 61, Emporia State 52. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Northwest led the entire second half. Has been up by as many as 12 points in this second half after falling behind 8-0 to start this game.
And like I said, I don't think we didn't like to see Northwest off to a slow start, but I don't think there was ever really any worry because you knew they were going to start playing better. They're going to perform down in a place like this. And you know, while this game isn't over by any means, you feel comfortable if I can get it up to a double-digit lead here at the line.
Starzl to try to make this a three-point trip down the floor, knocks down the free throw. He's got 18 points tonight. And Northwest Missouri State up by 10 once again, 62-52, 3:18 left. Swank at the top of the key. Out front left side with the pass for Caleb Wright. Dribbles right side down the lane. Fadeaway jumper and won't go. And the rebound Cooper inside for Northwest. Trying to push it out. And we've got a bump and a block foul coming up on Swank of Emporia State.
Yeah, I don't think Swank was necessarily trying to impede his progress, but just had kind of got caught up in a bad position and couldn't quite get out of the way.
Thus we'll get Cooper going to the free throw line to shoot two. 3:06 left. Northwest in front, 62-52. Cooper 5-6 at the charity stripe tonight. And the first one rims around it out. Northwest has a team at the line tonight. Again, struggling a little bit, but right now 21-32 at the line. Second free throw is good. 63-52. Cats up by 11. Just over 3 minutes left in the game. Swank at the top of the key. Looks on the left side for Pedersen. Dribbles right side. Down the lane. And jump off the glass. Good. And a foul. Banked it in for about 10 off that right side. And he'll get to the free throw line. Zach Schneider picks up his fourth foul. And getting to the line, Josh Pedersen, the 6'7 freshman of Olathe, Kansas. And a lot of players on both of these teams are coming from the Kansas City area. Pedersen's free throw good. His first points of the game now has three. Full court pressure off the inbound. And it comes to Snyder. Now to Wallace. Wallace with a long bounce pass. Gets it to Cooper. Lots of him in the front court right side for Williams. Hands off to Cooper. Cooper out near midcourt with the dribble. 2:40 left in the game. Being pressured out front by Caleb Wright. It's a pick by Starzl. Dribbles on the right wing. Now brings it back out. Between the circles, Wallace in the lane with the feet for Starzl. Down the lane off the right side. Lays it up and in. As Bunch gave him some room. And Starzl took advantage of it. He's got 17 points. And Bunch playing with four fouls. And he let Starzl drive the lane. 10-point Bearcat lead. Off the right side, Moore. Free throw line. Pass tipped away by Wallace. He chases it down to midcourt. Wallace to the bucket on the right side. Lays it up and hits the layup. Hung on the rim just a bit, but had the English to roll down.
You know, you look at, we talk about the foul situation for Bunch. You can almost call it 4.5 fouls because one of his replacements is fouled out. The other one batted, Joe. I don't think Emporia State wants to bring back into the game, so that makes it an even bigger advantage.
And Emporia State, as they take it in the front court, calls a timeout. 1:59 left in the game. It's Northwest 67, Emporia State 55. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Back to a 12-point lead for the Bearcats. That's been their largest of this game. And with 1:59 left in the game, Northwest up 67-55. Emporia State will inbound right in front of their bench. Josh Pedersen, a 6'7 freshman, to inbound. And gets the inbound to Micah Swank. Between the circles, dribbles to the left wing. Out to the top of the key. Just inside the arc, takes the jumper. It's an air ball. Rebound goes out of bounds. We'll belong to Northwest. Gats will inbound. Again, full court pressure, man-to-man pressure. Inbound to Snyder in the left corner. Underneath the Emporia State bucket, the pass for Wallace. Also dribble on Pedersen. And midcourt finds Snyder. Now right side for Bryson Williams as Northwest spreads out the offense with 1:39 left in the game. And a 4-point lead. Williams trying to dribble on the right side. Almost had his dribble stolen by Caleb Wright. Now controlled by Cooper between the circles. Cooper off the right side. Now to the top of the key. Left side pulls up free throw line left and reach in and a foul coming up. Swank was on the floor, and also off the left side was Moore. And Moore will get called for the foul on the reach-in. That's number 4 on Moore. 1:21 left, Northwest in front, 67-55. Deshaun Cooper back to the free throw line. 18 points tonight for Deshaun. Your average is nearly 17 a game. Free throw by Cooper, misses too hard. That's his third miss at the free throw line.
Cat shooting just 63% from the free throw line tonight.
Cooper really the only one having success at the line. Second free throw is good. And it's now 68-55, Northwest Missouri State lead. On the left side is Swank to the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line right. Out top for right. He takes the long three out front and rims out left. Fight for the rebound. Bunch has it tipped out of his hands. Ball on the baseline and it's controlled by Cooper. It's tipped up in the air, I think, by Williams. And Bunch had no idea where the ball was. It went right out of his hand over his head. And that's where I have it. Cooper to the free throw line. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and it's swatted away by Bunch. Rebound Pedersen. Across the timeline. Down the lane. Did the bucket. Lays it up. Misses the shot. Rebound tip. Controlled by Bunch up in the shot. Won't go in a foul. And this will get Bunch to the free throw line. Starzl will pick up his second foul. Ninth team foul Northwest as Paul Bunch goes to the line. 3 points tonight for Bunch. Averages 10 a game. Northwest has really frustrated him in the two meetings this season. 1-1 at the free throw line tonight. And his first one good here. He had 3 points in the first meeting. He had 3 blocks in that game. Now he has 4 points. 68-56 Northwest. 45.7 seconds after the game. The second free throw by Bunch is good. And full court pressure by Emporia State. Inbound to Snyder, and his outlet pass tipped up near, but chased down by Cooper in front of the scorer's table, who's fouled now in the backcourt, stopping the clock with 41.5 seconds left. So this will get Cooper back to the free throw line. Caleb Wright picked up that last foul. That's his fourth. Cooper at the line, knocks down the free throw. And 20 points for Cooper. 69-57, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper's second free throw is good. 70-57 Northwest, 40 seconds left in the game. Swank to the top of the key. Looks on the right side for Pedersen. In the right corner for Moore. Out top of the key is Caleb Wright. The three off the back of the rim. Rebound. Available on the left side for Matt Wallace. And Wallace will run some clock with 27 seconds left. And looks like Emporia State's going to back off and allow Northwest to run the clock out. So the Cats will be the first higher seed to win on a day of upsets at Municipal Auditorium. As Cooper just dribbling right in front of us. Down to 13 seconds left in the game. Northwest in front 70-57. He lobs it to Bryson Williams, who will just dribble out the clock now. We're down to 5 seconds. And that's it. The Bearcats will move into the semifinals tomorrow as they will face the winner of tonight's Missouri Southern Nebraska Kearney game, which is coming up right after this. The Bearcats will play tomorrow night at 8:15 in that matchup with the winner of Missouri Southern and Nebraska Kearney. Here tonight in this quarterfinal round game, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Emporia State 70-57. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest Missouri State moves on to the semifinals as they defeat Emporia State tonight 70-57. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Before we move on here, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, Matt, Northwest, the first higher seed on this men's bracket to advance to the semifinals.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, coming into the game, it was just uncomfortable knowing that so many top seeds had gone down in this tournament. And not because you didn't feel confident that Northwest could win, but just because, you know, anything can happen. And then we saw a little bit of a slow start there by the Cats, but they overcame it. And we're playing Bearcat basketball most of the ball game, and will be in action again tomorrow, and that's the big key in this tournament.
I think one of the keys to this game, Northwest really frustrated the inside game for Emporia State as Paul Bunch got into some early foul trouble. McWisdom, Badajoe perhaps not showing much McWisdom out there with picking up a couple of fouls just because of a temper situation there, and Northwest really took advantage of that.
Yeah, you know, we talked in the pregame how Emporia State matches up better with Northwest inside than most teams, but that's still the bread and butter for Northwest. They're still going to go after that. They're still going to pound the ball inside because even though height-wise and size-wise they match up better, talent-wise, experience, that sort of thing, Northwest is going to have the advantage.
And Northwest will improve now to 22-7 on the season. And again, they go into the semifinals of the conference tournament here, but you look further down the line. The region most likely will be heading north now to Mankato, Minnesota, as Minnesota State Mankato has concluded their conference tournament, and they're just kind of waiting to see how things play out here. But one of the teams that perhaps could have had a hosting in the region was Central Missouri, and they fell out in the first round.
Yeah, the only other potential option from this area would be Missouri Southern, but we don't necessarily want that because that means that they would have to beat Northwest tomorrow night yeah. to get that opportunity. So, yeah, hopefully we do end up in Mankato. They won their conference tournament on Tuesday, which was kind of odd. They finished their tournament really early, but, you know, they've been sitting back waiting to see what happens. And, you know, from now on, if you're Northwest, you don't worry about the region. You just try to win this conference tournament. Step one has been taken.
And it'll be an all-local Oklahoma semifinal on the other end with Northeastern State and Central Oklahoma.
Yeah, absolutely. Those were the two that got the upsets in the afternoon meeting here at Municipal today.
When we come back, we'll have the extra F reward and more are coming up on our post game after a win for Northwest in the quarterfinals of the MIAA tournament, 70-57, the final score Northwest over Emporia State. Back with more after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talked with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera, and we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, and we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls, and for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas City, Municipal Auditorium, Northwest with the win tonight as they defeat Emporia State 70-57. Time now for extra effort award. Now, we talked a little bit about this earlier about the play on inside and how that was maybe a game changer tonight. You're lucky Dylan Starzl for our extra effort award.
Yeah, and you know, and it's more than just that with Starzl tonight, I think. You know, we got them into foul trouble, and it also wasn't just Starzl, but he was kind of the leader, and that's the way it's been inside this year is get him, and Kozad had a lot of help there as well. But I think Kozad getting them into foul trouble was a big key in this one. Yeah, he ended up with 17 points, had some good numbers, but I just think his effort out there on the floor to frustrate that inside game of Emporia State was the big key tonight.
Here's something you really don't think about. It's kind of quiet on this end, but he was 6 of 6 from the field in this game tonight.
Really?
And 5 of 12 at the free throw line. I guess you're going to nitpick.
Yeah.
He had to knock down a few free throws, but that's all right. He had 6 rebounds and a couple block shots.
Well, and the big thing, too, with those free throws is most of those misses were early. I mean, he missed his first 4, maybe even his first 5, and then started to hit from that point forward.
You know, Starzl Extra Effort Award winner, Northwest with the win, 70-57. When we come back, Assistant Coach Austin Meyer will join us and talk about the victory here this evening. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City on our postgame. Northwest with a 70-57 win over Emporia State. Joined now in our postgame by Northwest assistant coach Austin Meyer as the head coach Ben McCollum is off to a media conference down in the bowels of Municipal Auditorium here in Austin. Good win for your team and kind of offset what's been a day of upsets here at the tournament.
Yeah, you know, we thought, you know, we let the guys watch that first game, and, you know, we told them, obviously, you get into March, and seeding doesn't, nothing matters. Not that it really matters a whole lot in the regular season either, but seeds don't matter. Everybody's, you know, it's win or go home for a lot of teams, and you're going to get everybody's best game, and I thought we would have come out a little bit better, but once we kind of adjusted, they threw some different defenses at us, but, you know, we were able to get the ball inside late and make some plays.
One of the biggest reasons falling behind early as you did, I think, of course, they'd open up an 8-0 lead to start this ball game and began to slowly chip away at it at that point, but what are some of the biggest things that took place during that period?
Well, I mean, our offense was so bad early on, just catches, bad catches, you know, bad passes, probably dribbling it too much that we really didn't get into flow offensively, and that kind of hurt our defense. We had some turnovers as well, and they really thrive. Open floor transition stuff, but offensive rebounds, I think they had, I want to say they had 10 in the first half, which was huge. They had second chance opportunities, and they scored quite a bit in the paint, but once we kind of started getting things going offensively, we wanted to go inside the whole game, but we didn't go inside until the second half. You know, a different setting like this, you know, it's a little tougher to hit shots. You know, some guys, it's the first time they've played here, so you want to get some baskets easy early, get some off, whether it be drive and finish or post feed and score, try to get some early ones, easy ones, and then work your way out, inside out.
I thought one of the keys when you talk about the inside play was as the game went along, really seemed like you were frustrating the inside play for Emporia State. DePaul Bunch picked up some fouls, and then McWisdom Vadijo came out, and he picked up some fouls. And some of those fouls really were not what you would consider you would want your big man to be committing out there.
Yeah, and we knew if we'd get him frustrated a little bit, they would make some of those plays. And I know there was one on the ball screen that he got his fourth and took him out of the game. But I think we did a pretty good job attacking him, too, especially in that second half. You know, Grant's more of a quick move guy on him rather than try to back him down with a bunch of size and strength. So Grant had a couple really nice quick moves, and Dylan did a great job the second half just sealing deep. And we looked for him. We told him at halftime, there's a lot of times he may be down there sealing for a little bit and doesn't get it, and then he kind of says, well, I'm not going to seal. Well, that's the time when the guards might look at him. So it's hard sometimes for bigs because you want to get the ball into him, but the guards being pressured and whatnot. But he did a really good job of just continuing to seal late. And we got it to him late in the game, second half. And obviously when Dylan catches it deep there, there's not many people that can stop him.
And I thought, KT, once you were able to pick up that lead late in the first half, you never relinquished it the rest of the way.
Yeah, just kind of getting over that hump and getting that lead was big. You know, defensively, I thought we were pretty good. Obviously, until you watch the tape, you never really know. But I thought we were pretty good defensively, locked in on what we were doing on ball screens. Matt Wallace was he's always good defensively for us. And then Tyler, I know he didn't play a ton of minutes, but he had four or five huge minutes in that second half. And made some plays defensively, went to the offensive glass, and so it was just it was a team effort.
Hey, you talked about Matt Wallace. He's a guy that has seen minutes all season long, but it seems like in the last couple of weeks he's getting a more extended time out on the floor and is really taking advantage of that.
Yeah, the one thing I don't think a lot of people realize is, obviously he doesn't shoot it great, but he's such a good passer. He's such a good defender. He's a very good rebounder, and he's the one that that really gets Dylan the ball inside. He's such a good passer that we look at a lot of the points Dylan scores, a lot of them are off of match passes. So some things that you may not see with our team, but he's been solid. Even early on when he's a guy that played over 30 minutes a game last year, and his minutes were down early, and he's a guy that wasn't pouting. He was into it on the bench and made the most of his minutes when he came in, and that's huge. I mean, you look at a Kyle Schlake, a Tyler Funk, maybe not playing a ton of minutes, but they're as important to this team as anybody on the team. And hopefully they realize that. They bring energy on the bench. There's no, pouting or frustration, and that's why you win.
I think that's why the fans really like to watch this team, because they can see that on the floor, that how well everybody gets along together out there.
Yeah, definitely. And Dylan, too. Dylan's a guy that probably could score a lot more throughout the year, but he passes so well out of it. And we got four guys shooting over 40% from three on the year, and a lot of that's because of Dylan. So that's one of those things that they probably don't take into consideration in all conference teams, but a lot of that's just looking at stats. But the more unselfish we are, and if we continue to play unselfish, we have a chance to play for a while here in March.
Yeah, not a lot of turnaround time. Back at it tomorrow night, the late game at 8:15 with the winner of the Missouri Southern Nebraska Kearney game, which will be going on here in just a moment. But you look at your roster, you got a lot of guys that have been through this before down here and had success in municipal tournaments. Does that make it a little bit easier when you go down to this tournament and they kind of know what they need to do to get ready for another game the next day?
Yeah, and we told them right away after the game was over, we have a enjoy it till midnight rule. Well, we don't have that tonight. It's that game's over. That's behind us. It's already time. In a tournament setting, you're playing possibly three games in 3 days. You don't really have time to enjoy it till midnight. You got to be refocused immediately following the game. And obviously they'll watch a little bit of this game here. Our staff will watch it all. But just getting refocused and going through the routine again. And getting ready for tomorrow.
Hey, what about this matchup here with Nebraska Kearney, Missouri Southern? You've seen Southern a couple times relatively recently. It's been a while since you've seen Nebraska Kearney out in Kearney. What are you looking for out of this matchup?
I think it'll be a good game. It's Southern obviously is the favorite, and they're tough and they're physical and they play extremely hard. Kearney's a team that hasn't played great on the road. They played really well at home, but a neutral setting here, you never know. So I think it'll be a good game. We've seen some pretty good games today already and some upsets. So, if I was a betting man, I don't know. I wouldn't bet on any of these games. But, it's tough to, you pretty much flip a coin in all these games. It's about which team's ready to go, which team's ready to play. And obviously, in settings like this earlier with Northeastern State at Brighton Hobbs or Josh Gibbs for Central Oak, a lot of times some of these games somebody goes off and has 30 or something, it's tough to beat them. So if somebody gets hot, but it'll be a good game. I think it'll be physical, and I know Kearney's playing with some confidence, and it should be a good one.
All right, well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night.
Right, thanks, Matt.
And that is the assistant coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. Again, we thank Austin for being with us here on our postgame as the head coach of Ben McCollum during the MIAA postseason tournament. Down at an interview session with all the media covering the tournament here. We'll be back and wrap things up after a 70-57 win for Northwest over Emporia State. That's coming up right after this time out of the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordandlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Champion Gym Owners.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 70-57, the final score. Northwest with the win over Emporia State. As we look at some of the totals, the Cats had three players in double figures, led by Deshaun Cooper at 21. Cooper also led the team in rebounds tonight with a 9. 17 points for Dylan Starzl. He had 6 rebounds. And Grant Kozad with 11 points. Again, the three players in double figures for Northwest. Bryson Williams ends up with 8 points, but they were very 8 valuable points. He scored the first 8 points for the Bearcats when they needed some offense there early in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a couple of threes as part of those 8 points to get the scoring started in what was ended up being the roughest part of the game for Northwest.
Northwest as a team shot 48% from the field, 36 from three-point range, 5 of 14, and at the free throw line, 66%, 25 of 38 from there. Emporia State, two players in double figures, the two you might expect, with Terrence Ford, 26, and Caleb Wright with 19. But that's a far cry from combining for 69 points as they did Tuesday night against SPU.
Yeah, absolutely. You knew that Northwest defensively was not necessarily focused on them. That was just, you know, that was a big game by the two of them. They don't average 69 a game, but you knew that they can do something like that, so the Cats were able to take them out of this one.
Well, we'll be back here tomorrow night, the late game in the evening session, semifinal round game as we wait the winner of Missouri Southern, Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, that's right, and that's always the big key, is just knowing that you get to come back to Kansas City the next day.
And in the other end of the bracket tomorrow at 6 o'clock, it's Northeastern State and Central Oklahoma. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off. 8:15 is tip-off time for our matchup tomorrow night. We'll have that for you beginning at 7:55 with our pregame here from Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. It's always a lot of fun in this tournament, even a little more fun when you win.
Yeah, and I think that's why this tournament's so much fun. We see a lot of wins for the teams in green.
All right, that'll do it from Kansas City tonight. My thanks to Matt Gorder and also Brandon Travis, who's engineering the Bearcat Radio Network this evening. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Municipal Auditorium.